That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too. Okay.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
It's about damn time.
Oh, my.
I want my money's worth.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that.
Today, I become number one.
More questions.
Well, what I do is I shop where midgets, midget musicians shop, and that's what I do. That's huge for midgets right there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're better. Go. Give me a couple checks.
Right. Check.
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Check.
Yeah.
One, two.
There you go.
You are like the antithesis.
I'm
trying to use big words. I'm trying to use big words.
Say that again.
One
more time.
You are the... what's that word? The opposite of synonymous is...
You're trying to say anonymous? The word antithesis is what you're trying to say.
Is that what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but say it again when you're trying
to say it. I say very spicky. My spicky comes out.
It's spickish.
Just like when I say physicians. It's like...
You speak bilingual.
Yeah.
All right.
Bilingual.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
This is the podcast?
This is it.
Okay, this podcast did I do? The second one?
You did number two.
And this is number what?
This is number 60.
60. And you guys have done a lot with the podcast.
We've accomplished a lot.
We've gotten like 18 listeners now.
I meant like just technically.
Oh, technically.
The computer's about to shut down. You have a headphone amplifier that you took out of the box and aren't going to use.
Well, we're not going to use because the headphone amplifier, we realize...
It's come a long way. Requires, how many listeners do you guys have?
I don't know, like 100 a week or something.
100 something?
Wow, like different people or is it just like you guys?
Well, it's 100 listeners. Camera? No, we don't.
We did that at the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning I was trying to like...
That's good.
100 six listeners. Tablets in my house, six computers, like everybody plays at the same time. Yeah. We gotta get these numbers up.
And then then we realize it's like, oh wait, the numbers are just us.
Oh yeah, that's...
No, but 100 listeners for
a week?
A podcast that's this shitty is really good, I think.
Yeah.
I think we're overshooting ourselves. We're like, whoa, overachieving.
By the way, I haven't listened to any of your podcasts.
No, I know.
Even the one I was
on. I know. You know what makes me feel okay with that is the fact that you have previously and since told me that you haven't listened to any podcast ever.
Nah.
Only the ones you think that you were going to get mentioned on.
Yeah, I did. I listened to two podcasts that I got mentioned on. Well, one that I was on.
Which one did you get mentioned
on? I was on Greg Fitzsimmons' podcast.
Simmons. I worked with him the other day.
Jim Jefferies mentioned me on Jay Moore's podcast, and Oni told me that, and then I just... Like fast forward, I was like, "All right, yeah."
He threw your name as a throwaway too, Jim Jefferies. Right. Like blah, blah, and then when I go down, saw this before show, and then like,
he's trying to.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it like you listen for like that split second where that was.
No, I pretty much knew it wasn't going to be a glowing like. And then there's this guy in Miami.
Everyone should go buy an album. Yeah. This guy is amazing. That's like when I watch myself for my extra gigs, and I'm like, "There I am," and that's it.
There. Right there.
There. Wait, no, I'll rewind it. There.
And you're going back to your haircut like this? Is better.
No, this is me unkempt.
Okay.
This is me ridiculous. Yeah.
So your gangster squad haircut that you were wearing for a while.
That was my Magic City haircut.
Okay.
That was given to me by them. And then I kept it for longer than I should have.
The pomade in it.
It was heavy. It was thick. It was like a shell. It was.
Where did you buy that? What did you get? It was actual just normal gel?
That was just normal gel, but very heavily applied.
Did you get
a lot of gel?
I thought it looked like car grease or something. It looked
soft, but it was literally like crunchy. Like it was actually like a crispy shell of a. This is why we have 10 listeners. This is why. This is why.
We're talking about hair products.
I thought you guys talk about movies mostly.
We do a lot of that.
I see the tweets and the Facebook like, hey, listen, today we're going to discuss this, and that. I'm like, yeah.
I get it. You know what the funny thing is?
We give, one,
it's a Twitter, so it's a tweet. So you got to, you know, cut it down to size. But we give cliff notes. But we really, if we were to be completely honest in those tweets, in those promotional tweets, it would be like, and this week we talk about these movies. And this week we talk about those movies. It's just that leading up to the movies, we try to talk about something that's not movies.
Oh, and then a movie podcast?
A lot of it.
Yeah, but not with us.
Not like this.
not like this.
Not with a fucking, with a headphone amplifier that's not plugged in. We don't do that shit. No, it just turned into that because that's what we both like.
Well, everybody likes movies. I don't know.
Not everybody likes
movies. It's a big industry.
Well, a lot of people like movies.
No.
The majority of people like movies.
The majority of people like movies, but not enough to have an hour-long conversation every week about it. There's a difference. Like, hey, did you see that movie? Yeah. And people get really into a conversation. I've met many people who are like, yeah, I'm not a big movie person. I say, yeah, I liked it. It was good.
Those are the people that say that their favorite comedy is White Chicks.
Let's not talk about... While I'm here today, we're not talking about movies.
We're not? All right.
No.
So let's talk about manatees. And
yeah, I saw that picture of you swimming with a manatee. And I was like, did he do that in the same photo shoot as Dave Williamson?
No, it's very similar. South Florida Comics and Underwater. No, that magazine, Unearthed Magazine, they contacted me to do an article, and they said they want to do an underwater photo shoot.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, sure, let's do it. So
you did a lot of ab workout just so that you don't...
Oh, no.
I'm completely clothed, like I'm on stage. I'm glad you read the article. Thanks.
I didn't know that.
I just got posted today.
I didn't see it. I saw the tweet.
Yeah.
but I didn't bother to go into detail.
It's just an article about, I used to be a marine biologist, now I'm a comedian, and it's in a magazine called On Earth Magazine, which is
National
Resource Defense Council's magazine, which is actually a pretty good advocate group for environmentalism. Hey, listeners.
Wow. Right,
so, they wanted to do an underwater photo shoot, so we did one with dolphins, where I used to work at Dolphins Plus down the Keys, but the water was really murky, so we could only kind of be above and below surface, and then we contacted somebody to go shoot with manatees because they're endangered. You can't just jump in the water and start like that lady that was riding a manatee.
She got in trouble.
Yeah, so we got a permit and we went up to Crystal River near Tampa.
How did she get in trouble? Like how much trouble? I'm sorry to cut you off.
I think she went to jail.
Yeah, you can't.
Sure,
yeah.
You did jail time for that?
Because she was like riding it and harassing the animal. Yeah.
She was fucking with the manatee as well.
First of all, harass is a big word. All right, it's only harassment if that manatee didn't like it. How do we know? No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
It wasn't like a hot girl on top of a manatee.
By manatee standards, the manatee was like.
That's disgusting.
The manatee's like, why is there another manatee on top of me? This is fucking gross.
That's not how we have sex. I think she did five months in jail, something like that. Yeah.
Really?
Something like that, fines, right? You get fined.
Yeah, they're in danger, man. They don't mess around. You know.
I've done that by accident where I've been swimming and then there's a manatee there, and then it's like you want to get close, but you don't want to fuck with it.
You can swim near where there's manatees. You can't harm, harass.
Yeah, and they filmed it and put it on YouTube and shit.
Yeah,
that was the point.
Back. She was on the back of the manatee.
She was riding it.
So I went. There's this place where you can swim with manatees now. The federal government has allowed it, but in order to have a permit to shoot and go underwater, you can't go underneath the water and stuff like that. We got that and we took a bunch of pictures and it was just like, it's cool. There's like a manatee and I have a microphone. And
I got to be honest with you. When I read the article, yeah. I thought it was a Photoshop picture.
Yeah.
It looked like Dave Williamson's album where he looks like he's completely on the water. It's like that blue.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was Photoshop. I'm like, oh, do you guys have the same?
It's in a place. I mean, there's obviously some Photoshop done to the photo, but the photo is real. I don't look good. No one looks good underwater, first of all. Something weird happens to your skin, especially if you're white. You know?
Tell that to Daryl Hannah. Tell that to Hannah. What's her name?
So
yeah, Daryl Hannah.
I have a bunch of pictures.
Splash, right? There you go.
I got a bunch of pictures of me with manatees now. It's pretty cool. But I feel, look, I'm in a picture of a manatee in the wild. Dave Williamson's in a pool.
Fake pool.
With some beer. No, he's in a real pool.
It's a Capri Sun.
He's got a beer in his hand.
I don't know.
You know, I do like just go picture. Buy a beer. I had to go in the water for 3 hours. It was like supermodel stuff, you know, and they're like, it was cold. It was really cold. The temperature in the morning was 40s or 50s, and then you go to the spring when they're like, they go there because it's warm. The water's 72 degrees.
And you're like, oh, how delightfully warm.
Yeah, I think it's maybe 70. But yeah, so after 3 hours in clothing, everyone else was in, there's a lot of other people swimming around there, just these fat, just terrible.
I'm going to swim with the sea cow.
They were terrible, and most of them couldn't have been more unimpressed. They were just like, is this it? Yeah, This is where they sleep.
It's a majestic creature.
They thought it was going to jump out of the water or something and get a biscuit, but I hated everybody in there. I want everyone to die in there. I just wanted manatees to start eating people.
Like this is where they turn.
Or take their tail and just break their dumb ribs. But the, so I'm in there in clothing. This is how they were unimpressed and completely unaware. I'm completely clothed in like what I would wear on a stage. With a microphone, and people just didn't even notice. They're just like,
It's what you were wearing on a stage if you were shooting your special. I've never seen you with a button-down shirt.
I wear that shirt all the time. I wear that same shirt that I have underwater.
You can't do it now. You can't wear it now. People will be like, hey, that's the same shirt.
I wore it all last week, and I wore it every show last week. I wore that same shirt, so. Shows what you know. You didn't even come out to see me.
Where were you?
I was three different places. So Orlando, Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, we're, yes.
You're right. I'm a dickheaded friend for not going to Orlando to see you to do a show.
I meant in general.
Well, look, man, don't make accusations of what I wear if you don't go to the show.
I was just saying, like, I've seen you with t-shirts a lot. T-shirts and polo shirts.
Antithesis.
Yeah. You were styling at that PAX Laugh It Up show.
What was I wearing then?
The t-shirt.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. T-shirt polos is what I normally see you
in. What PAX show? The one where the crowd was awesome?
Oh, yes. That one. Mm-hmm. That one where they were the best. They were the best of the crowds.
I did a show at PAX, and it was very... I guess I had a show after me, a musical act after
me. Yeah, they always have a band.
A DJ or something.
And no, it was a band.
Oh.
And so the owner of the place was getting very like, oh, they're cutting it close to time because they started the show late. And I had done maybe 25 minutes, and they gave me the light, so I'm here trying to wrap up, confused, like, I don't know what the hell's going on. And they start opening the windows, and the windows are like this. They start opening the shades, right? But the shades open up in a V shape, and you can hear the creak, like,
the
yeah.
whole through your clothes.
While I'm on stage, I'm like, click, click, click. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? It's a fun show.
Yeah, it's a band. No, I like the show. It's okay.
I had a great time.
I've done it before, and I had. I've done it twice, and I did like a spot one time for him. I had fun. It's just this crowd was. I don't know. You've seen them berate crowds, right?
Yes.
Yes, that was what this show ended up being. But then they were like, "We like this."
Explain to me what happens when you flip that switch where you're like, "All right, these people," and you're just going to go flip off.
I sat and watched four comics in front of me. I mean, not really get a lot from this crowd.
No,
so I was like, "What am I going to do? I'll get them with this killer joke." They're not obviously. So I should tell them they're terrible, and then worst case scenario, they stay terrible. That's the worst thing that happens is they stay exactly what they were. And then
he did this thing where he was grading them, and that killed me. I was dying.
Yeah, you go up, you tell them they're like a D-, and if they start laughing, you encourage them. You say you're up to like a C+, and then if they go back down, you grade them again, and then they.
It was literally. It's like, and then at a certain point, you were just like D.
Yeah, I think they only got to like a B-.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, and it was just for a moment, and then they're like, "Oh, we're terrible, boring people. Sorry." And then they went back to.
Yeah,
but
this was the best show I've ever seen.
What's the worst thing that's gonna happen if the crowds? If you see that they're just dead, and you, what's the worst thing that's gonna happen?
Yeah, you're gonna not gonna be that shining moment. We're here for you. That's why we were so quiet before. Yeah. We were saving up our laughs.
Crowds suck. I just hate.
Yeah, they're the worst part about comedy.
I really hate audiences that don't give. Like I've been at shows where the comic in front of me is like, I'm laughing. Literally, I'm laughing, and they're not giving them any fucking love. And I'm like, you fucking.
Yeah, like what do you guys do?
Yeah, like, what do you do with your life that you're here on a weekend in this place, in this club, in this comedy? You're here for a comedy show. Like, it's not like it was like, I understand those situations that we've all been a part of where they spring a show on an audience that didn't know.
Yeah, they're like, I know you're here for the playoff game, right. But click, TV turns off.
Yeah, it's but like, you go to a comedy club, and then you haven't prepared yourself, like, I'm going here to laugh. It's like, dude, would you go on a roller coaster and just like sit there like?
Now, if I sat down to dinner
like you're excited to go on a roller coaster.
If I sat down to dinner and all of a sudden they strap me into a chair, the restaurant opens up and I take off somewhere, I would be like, "What the fuck is happening?"
Yeah, you'd still have fun.
That would be dope. A surprise roller coaster.
Imagine that shit.
And there's always the one person at a table I get that got brought there that doesn't want to be there, the designated driver. That's fine. I'm not talking about that. But I'm just talking about on a club-wide basis, sometimes you just, because you know there's going to be certain tables that don't like it, but sometimes it's just that
energy.
It all came together at one, and they're like, we are going to not enjoy this.
At the Friday early show with Steve Trevino, there was that guy was literally.
Rapper.
Yep. At the, if, he was literally.
Hold on, hold on. Let me pick up that name. Okay, there you go. Yeah. Go ahead.
Did you just drop Gilbert Gottfried earlier?
But that wasn't on air.
Oh, sort of.
No.
So there was a guy. That guy was sitting like literally in that first middle table, but just like hands, elbows on his knees, hand to his chin, and just staring the whole time. Yeah. It was like, it's like if that guy's, why, that guy was like front and center, yeah, unnerving.
Was he a scout?
What the fuck? I don't know. Yeah,
was he a scout? He needed a radar gun to be like, all right, well, joke.
I don't like the people in the front because then I focus on them. If the rest of the crowd's great, you're just like, oh.
That fucking guy. He looked like an umpire, like a baseball umpire. Like I would do a joke, it would get a laugh, and then he would sit back and he just looked to the left or looked to the right, like he was calling ball or strike. I was like, what the fuck?
Maybe
is
that's how
thing?
He laughed. Maybe he was like mute. And that's how mutes laugh. That's a left and the right.
I don't think that's how mutes laugh.
Hey, first of all, none of us know how mutes laugh here.
I don't.
You didn't even know that he thought. I'm not going to talk about movies, but just so everybody knows on the record, Neary thought that The Hobbit was a 29-page book.
First of all, I said 34-page.
It doesn't matter.
It was an exaggeration of the fact that I had heard that it was a children's book.
Not talking about movies. Anyways, I don't know how mutes
No, this is a book. We're talking about books.
We're talking about the books.
This is books. Hobbit's a children's book is what I had heard.
Is this the longest you guys have gone without talking?
No, we've gone forever. Last week, we went almost an hour without talking about movies.
What'd you talk about?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Well,
you remember, we're not going to mention his name, but remember a certain comic who was heavily into drugs years ago when we first started, Forrest, and heavily into heroin?
Yeah.
All right. So the whole reason is because I had the song Is This Love stuck in my head.
With Whitesnake.
And so that's, yeah.
And
that's,
and he had a joke.
Yeah. And he had the joke about this. So we talked about that. And we went into the whole thing about drugs.
It was funny.
Bananas. Yeah,
he's still around. Funny. He's still on, you friends on Facebook?
I'm friends with him on Facebook. Yeah. I just don't go on Facebook too often. I don't go. Is he into comedy again?
He was just talking about doing it, but I don't think he has. You know, he's.
Is he still into the heroin?
I don't think so. It doesn't seem like it. I think he's like kind of, you know. Got his shit together.
Is he one of those guys that could have been better, like could have succeeded had he not been
injured? He was really
very funny because he was very, he had funny jokes, but he was also physical, like comedy, and he would commit really well, which is always if you can do that, you know? Like,
and he never gave a shit. Like, he was one of those, like, he's going to do that physical act, whether
people. He took a lot of chances and, like, you know, but just went out and did
That's awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. You know, you never know because when you first start, you're like, I mean, again, if we don't want to name any names locally, but there's a lot of comics when I first started. I was like, that guy's awesome. And then I got, like, started doing comments like, oh,
there's
a lot of those turns, you know, where you're just like, oh, he's cheating.
Where you get mad
he's
at yourself. Something not even cheating. Stupid. Just like, what the heck? Man, just because you're excited when you first start. You're just like, I'm meeting people.
Yeah. Everybody's different.
I remember, we're
all in a community.
Both of you guys were when I first met either of you guys, I thought I was like, oh, these fucking guys hate me. Oh, shit. I was just
Yeah.
Everybody thinks I hate them because
I show no emotion.
Well, everybody thinks everybody, that's what we talked about that too last week, is that whole thing that.
No, everybody hates you.
Yeah, everybody hates me and they think that I am snotty or I hate them. And I'm like, I don't know you. If I don't know you, I don't talk to you. If you said hi to me, I would return and then we could start a conversation. I'm just really like not that guy that goes into.
You're like a little snotty.
You're conversacion from Labor Days.
That's basically it.
That's you. That's who you are.
Wait, okay, one second before. You're Cuban?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought you were like some sort of weird hybrid of
white
and something else.
No, I'm Cuban.
But the fact that you're Cuban and you didn't pronounce that word properly.
Well, because in the show in Labor Days, you
conversacion. Yeah,
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, but he said conversacion. I don't know. What he
conversacion.
Said. He said it like a mute would say it.
I said it.
Well, he was trying to act like a white guy.
Oh yeah, okay.
That's what I did. I was trying to be you.
I think you come across a little snotty. That's not.
I know, and I don't know why. Because I'm like, I don't do it on purpose.
I'm not saying you do. I come across like I don't like anybody, but I have no emotion. I'm dead inside. I only cry
for manatees
when I see like some commercials and movies, and that's it.
He's got the
movies.
Yeah. Oh shit!
And when my cat died.
Oh, yeah, that was sad. I remember his cat died. I asked you, like, hey, how's your cat? How's the mean cat doing? Like, I was such a dick.
Everybody did that, though.
I was like, hey, how's the mean cat doing? The day, was it the day after?
Maybe. Yeah, it was the day after.
The day after, and he's like, yeah, he died yesterday. Yeah. I was like,
that's when you
fucking
had to put him down. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. But to put him down.
I put him as my profile pic on Facebook for a while, and a lot of people did that. Like, my old neighbor was like, oh, is he still being a devil cat or whatever? I'm like, yeah, he's dead. I was like, oh, but he was such a sweet cat.
You should put a caption that said RIP or something.
I didn't want to do that thing. I'm like, hey, my cat died.
Dick.
Just like, you know what I'm saying? But I still was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And yeah, I shouldn't have done anything, maybe. I don't want to be like, hey, guys, I need some comments here fast. My cat died.
Well, you see, but that's not what you're doing. What you're doing is you're just, I don't know. Like, there's certain things that I don't like to do on Facebook because they're hacky, but damn it, I want to do it. Like, I want to.
Everything on Facebook
only
is hacky.
20 people need to know that my cat BC died. So if I put it on Facebook, that means whatever many, 1,500 people are going to know. And they're all going to be like, oh, it's like, I don't want to have an interaction about you and your pet. Cause that opens up the door for me to talk to somebody that I barely know about when their dog died. And I'm like, don't want to do it. But then you can't not do it. You can't be like, don't want to talk about your dog. You know, like that.
Let's go back to my cat. Let's talk about my cat.
Even though I put my cat just died, I don't give a shit about your dead pet.
Yeah.
You know,
that was, yeah. Was that where did I tell you died at?
We were filming.
Yeah. We're doing it.
Filming Labor Days.
The week after that, I did Elwood's and I ended up not hosting the rest of the show. I almost, like, this guy tried to, almost got up and was going to fight me. He got this huge yelling match. I left and I let Alex Maurizio host the rest of it because I started doing a joke about my cat, putting my cat to sleep. And not like, you know, about going to the vet and it was just the awkwardness of them, you know, like walking out with a dead cat. And they're like, yeah, it's 73-24, you know, like, yeah, just right. Like, okay, let me put down my dead cat and then I get out my checkbook here. And then just like
this joke takes place in the 90s.
What?
You said checkbook. I was just joking.
Well,
the past.
You still look. If you don't have any money, this is what you do: you write checks, and then you run to the bank. You try to put money in there. So that's
you have a couple days.
Yeah, it's called beat the bank. I don't know if you know that, but
it's beat the bank.
So this guy, I start talking about my cat. This guy walked in with two women, and they were all wearing blue shirts. It turned out to be some form of UNICEF type thing, and they had just hard day of. Collecting money, came to drink at the bar. He was like British guy, and I'm in the middle talking about my cats, and this is like a week after the Sandy Hook thing, and so, which of course I'm not going to mention. No one's going to mention that ever. Like, he just turns around or over his shoulder, he goes, "Yeah, it's kind of hard to feel sorry about your cat when the thing happened in Connecticut." I was like, "What?" It was just like I was like, "What? I can't." I had the cat.
It was basically like a shut
years.
Up.
Like, I'm not allowed to talk about my cat now because what can we talk about, Mr. Yeah. UNICEF, that will be acceptable in this point? You know what I'm saying? So, needless to say, it went downhill very fast from there. And then,
did it get to fisticuffs?
Well, almost. And then I sat down and then I mentioned Alex Maurizio hosts the rest of the show. I was sitting there with him. Like, oh, man, I don't know if I'm going to host this. I'm like, this guy's pissing me off. I haven't punched a guy in a while, but I mean, I was like, I might just fucking slap this guy. You know what I mean? Then I started calming down, and there was a comic up there, and I was like, oh, no, I got it. And Alex was like, you want me to host this? You think you'd be a comic? No, I'm fine. I got it together now, whatever. And I walked up, and I walked right by his chair, and then he starts clapping for, I forget who was up there, and he starts clapping, and then he kind of just, like, looks at me, and he goes, there's some jokes, like, trying to be whatever. And then he said something, and then he, like, kind of, like, tried to, like, wink or do some sort of, he did some sort of facial thing, like, about, like, hey, your cat's, that's how I took it, your cat's an asshole, the facial thing. So, like, I just went up there,
it was written on his face.
Yeah, I don't know what he said, but all it translated into was, like, he hated my cat. So I just went up there, and no one, this is the thing, is no one knew, everyone thought I was yelling at a guy from UNICEF before. I didn't tell you this, because as soon as he said Sandy Hook, everyone was like, oh, like, the whole room was like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Dead kids. It was just like,
yeah, no,
oh,
one's going to be like, woo, yeah, Sandy Hook.
People, and a woman even said,
a reference I get. Yeah. Woo!
A woman even said, she goes, oh, the kids. Like, she said,
fuck.
So it just looked like me yelling at a guy about him bringing that up, and that he was an asshole. And he, by the way, collects money for UNICEF. So I'm yelling at this. So that's, I went, like, back up, and I was like, I just want to explain to everyone what happened. So I explained those. Doesn't matter. I'm still like,
yeah.
So he gets up, like, he's about, like, to do something at this point. And then the owner of the place, Lewis, whose wife had barred him from fighting. He's just a real British pub owned by a guy that is.
I love that place.
Likes a little bit of brawling. And his wife was.
Bare knuckle boxing.
He hadn't thrown anyone out of the bar in their head in, like, 6 months. So he was aching to death. And somebody put the guy down at the bar, like, look, this is the wrong, don't, this, no, don't go after this guy.
Yeah.
A place that nobody likes you, even though you said it. So nothing happened, but it was funny. I was like, Alex, get up here, hosting around. So I just left. I was like, if I stay here, it's just going to get worse. And plus, I had already poisoned. The whole show was poisoned. It was just a poison show, you know?
So, Alex, yeah. I poisoned a show.
Yeah.
Take it over. Come bye. Yeah, it
was, take a bullet. Take a bullet.
Take the hits.
The next comic was like JC Carias or something. He was very funny.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He actually did really well. I could hear because I was out on the sidewalk. And the whole time I was like, Lewis was just like, "What? I've got some mace. You want to mace him in the face, and then we punch him." He wanted to fight so bad, like, because he hadn't fought in so long.
He's trying to figure out a way to make it happen.
Yeah, no. His wife would not let him fight, so he was like looking for like, hey, like he would be able to say like, we had to fight.
He's like, I need a vessel. I need somebody else to do the fighting for me. I need to live through you.
This is what I'm telling him the whole time. I'm saying, hey, sorry about, you know, it's your place, and then he's like, what? He's not saying no problem. He's like, I got a knife, you know, and I've got a bat behind there. Well, just everything was like, how can we beat this guy up?
Like, you're like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to calm the situation down. It's like, nothing. No, but if you calm the situation down, I can't use my brass knuckles that I have.
He didn't even go. Every answer was like, well, did you just spray him in the face? You walk by the bar, we drag him. Like every answer was like, I appreciate that you love me like that.
I love this bar even more now.
I don't know if you love me or if you love fighting, but either way, I'm glad I'm your friend because I don't want you to...
that guy's mad at you.
There's some barbed wire in the attic. Yeah. I have the baseball bat. Yeah. We just wrap it around the baseball bat. And
he's like, I know boom, place. I've dropped a couple bodies off before at a place that they haven't been discovered yet, so we got...
I'll go put it in my body pile.
I have a restaurant here. We could get some meat, put it on his dead body, drop it off in the Everglades. The alligators do their fucking thing. Never find a body.
By the way,
so sorry about that.
It's like, yeah, you sound like you've done this before. You have this pretty planned out.
If you do kill your animal, because that's what I call it, if you put him to sleep. But putting him to sleep is a nice way to put it. You're like we put him to sleep. Like, yeah, you decided to kill him.
But then he died, right? Because of the sleep you put him in?
He died. It's terrible. They do that. So, anyways.
We had to do that to my
friends. I'm coming back to it's never good. Like, so... If you do kill your animal, get it cremated if you live in Florida, because it was an extra, I don't know, $70 to cremate them, but you don't get the ashes back. But then my vet told me, he's like, for $180, you get the ashes back, and they're very reputable, which is like...
Like you might get just a bag of
sand. You're getting your cat's ashes or dogs or whatever pet you're going to do. You're getting their ashes back. Which it's like we're the most reputable, whatever. So
wait, the fact that they said that they're most reputable means that there's somebody else who's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Leads you. They have to say that.
It's like cigarette ashes.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where they go, they're reputable, and the only reason they're mentioning that is because there's been other instances in the past with other companies.
It's like a warning label.
But how do you know?
Unless somebody did it.
There's no way to know.
But it's like one of those signs. It's like one of those signs that's like, why would you need to put that sign out there? Because somebody has done it before.
Somebody did it, yeah.
And that's the same reason they did that.
But here's the thing, they're reputable. How would you even know they're reputable? Because they're incinerating the animal. There's no way to know, possibly to test it. You would have to have like the guy taking a series of photos with your animal.
Picture proof.
Into a box sealed
it's a photo gallery of 87 pictures.
The world's worst YouTube channel. That would be the world. Yeah. Like,
we're going to film us incinerating your dog.
Or as we like to call them, number PC117465. Oh, shit. And as you can see, PC went and they go through the whole thing.
They like stamp a barcode on the guy. Beep. They scan him through the register.
Yeah, that's the only way they can know. So.
So fucked up.
Did you get the ashes?
No, I just put them in it was like we have a box that's almost like a casket. It's a hard cardboard thing. So we curled them and put them in there. And then I took him home.
You just said we curled him.
Well, no,
and
just
it
like,
just hurt
like,
so
not
much.
Curled, like, just
my
it's a
my
cat.
Soul.
Like you put him like he's sleeping. You know, cats sleep
in
a circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that.
But the hand motion guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, look.
I hear my soul, man. I hear my soul.
For the listeners, just picture Superman bending a rod of steel, and then that's what he.
He was gentle. But so then I go to bury him, and if you have never buried anything in a yard. In Florida, South Florida,
it's rocks.
We're on rocks. We used to be underwater here, and now it's basically you dig in most places in South Florida a foot under the ground, maybe less, and you just hit rock. Right. So you have to get this pickaxe out, and you have to put glasses on so you don't lose your eye. And then, you know, you're just sitting there with your dead cat, and it's just sad, and you're just, there's rocks flying, hitting you in the face.
And it's sad and exercise at the same time. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, yeah. You're just crying with a pickaxe. And, holy shit, this is really tough. Like, and you're angry at the same time. Like, there's anger and sadness. And then, to get down,
I just see you taking off your glasses because you're crying. Like, hold on, yeah. All right, put it back on. Let's go fucking pickaxe.
Yeah,
some
no,
more.
Literally. Like, I'm telling you, I don't cry a lot. But my cat died. I cried. Like, yeah. You know, something really.
15 years, yeah, a long time to be with a
human.
Yeah,
I apparently don't cry a lot. I should.
So you almost cried when I go, hey, how's your cat, man? The mean one.
Yeah, the mean one.
All I said, the mean one, and he looked at me, and he was quiet, and he didn't say anything. And he's like, and you're like, and Lisa was there, we were all filming
neighbors.
And Lisa was like, yeah, it didn't. And she just shook her head. She mumbled something, but I was like, what? What's going on? And I'm like the asshole that I am. I'm
yeah,
like,
you know that cat that
no,
scratched
me? No, the cat that scratched me. You remember the one that almost scratched me that time? You remember, right?
Yeah, that shit, that terrible, the horrible thing.
Yeah, man, this was a mean cat. Imagine when the cats that were not mean die. It's going to be terrible. But,
Jesus.
They're getting
you're
all
taking
cremated.
Them with you to LA?
So, yeah. There's one of them's going to go live in Orange County, and the other two are going to go to LA.
You're not taking care of them anymore?
No, I am. But the one Jupiter, this is going to get a lot of listeners. Cat talk. So
but it's the fucking internet. It'll get 1,000 more people.
Oh, yeah, actually, you're right. If you put up some sort of picture, Jupiter is kind of the outcast of the cat. She likes to be outside a lot. She's a mouser. She kills rats and stuff. And
those are my favorite cats, the ones that are like badass.
I put a picture of her on Twitter one time, or Instagram, with a mouse, dead mouse, rat, whatever. That's her. She really, really likes one of my good friends, Chris, and he lives in Orange County, which is just south LA. And he said he would take her and he'd live with her. And that way I can still see her, but I won't have room for three cats in this whatever size place I want to live in, you know? Right. So it's like, so anyways, don't bury your animals, because what happens is you can't dig them deep enough because there's rocks and you're crying and you're angry. And you get it down 3 feet, you're like, all right, I guess that's going to do. And then what happens is something tries to dig it up.
Yeah.
So when you go out to the grave the next day, like, all right, let me go out and see BC. And there's like a whole dog and there's like shit. And you're like, is his body out? And you think there's like a zombie cat. It's terrible. Like that. So that I had to get.
It's totally
to
Pet Cemetery.
I had to get
a good old school pick.
Cayenne pepper. Yeah. You get cayenne pepper. And I sprinkled it. It looked like some sort of weird seance.
Like a
thing.
Voodoo
there
thing?
There was like red cayenne pepper around, and I sprinkled it around there, and I put a paste around the rock so they
Native Americans.
Yeah, it looked like it looked very Southwest United States, like back there, because I took all the rocks that I dug out and made a little.
A teepee?
Like a tomb, like a little.
You made a pyramid tombstone. For the cat because they were worshipped in Egypt.
It? Yeah, exactly.
Hey, boom. See, that's how that works.
Yeah. Way tie it in. Cat talk.
Cat.
I just picture you crying. I remember that.
Why are you laughing? I'm just picturing you crying.
I'm laughing at the awkwardness that I went through. Like, I'm just because I was in that moment the very next day.
Like an asshole. You were the asshole.
Yeah, I was the asshole, but I didn't know I was the asshole. And then it made me, because I'm a wuss. We've discussed this on the podcast 1,010 times. I'm a fucking wuss. I cry for anything. Now that my daughter's been born, I'm even more of a wuss. Yeah. Like, I fucking, she makes me cry for the stupidest
thing.
Like,
really emotional.
Yeah, very emotional. So when he told me about his cat dying and the way he looked, I was like, I want to cry.
Yeah.
I really wanted to cry, but I was like, there's comic in South Florida was on that fucking shoot. So I'm like, I can't cry.
Why isn't he crying? Forrest cat died. Forrest is crying.
Like, Forrest is crying. And there he's crying because Forrest cat died. Like every fucking Oni or John Vargas, every comic was there.
Forrest is calling him a pussy.
You know what though? I heard that. I didn't tell Dave Williamson personally, but I heard that he was saying it almost joyfully. Via the one podcaster, Greg Fitzsimmons, I worked with him, and he said, name dropper. He said, I go, because when I was on there, he made fun of me for having cats because it was like this whole thing that I wasn't moving because of my cats, which wasn't really true, but it sounds funnier that way. And I go, one of my cats died. He's like, I heard. He's like, Dave Williamson was so happy to tell me. I was like,
holy shit.
Nah, like in a funny way, but it's not cool, Dave.
Never mind.
Did Dave listen to your podcast?
No.
God forbid.
No, he didn't. No.
Why God forbid?
No, I don't know, man.
We bought the album.
We bought his album.
Oh, yeah. We commented on iTunes.
Yeah. We promoted it on the show.
No, he doesn't listen or promote or retweet.
He doesn't. You know when...
No,
no. Speaking of that, let's talk some shit about Dave, because we can talk shit about Dave because we're friends.
Well, not like, only that, but he doesn't listen, so it's not even talking shit.
When he was on the second episode of Labor Days, and we just asked everybody to promote it. We didn't say, like, you had to go do a talk show circuit. I'm just like, hey, can you just throw it on Facebook, promote it, whatever? I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
It's one click.
But,
that's
but
what
he, well, but, you know, gay, Dave plays a gay guy on there, very gay. I don't know if you remember episode two. There was some Ben, but not as gay as Daniel in that episode.
Yeah, they were both.
But, and so, like, he never promoted it, so we asked him a couple of times, and then he said, oh, is that the only reason you had me on there? It became this whole thing, and I was like, nah, it wasn't the only reason, but why didn't? So I think he was embarrassed to, I don't know, he had a gay cousin or something like that. He said he didn't want to offend. I'm like, you're not, how would you going to offend him? Like, is you were playing a gay guy.
You're using him as inspiration.
Yeah.
That'll make him feel better.
Williamson's a jerk.
Yeah. Doesn't retweet, doesn't do nothing. Well, that's how I feel about it. I'm like, I retweet every chance I get when somebody's promoting something. I'm like, retweet. It's a fucking button. It's one button when you can just go retweet.
I'm going to tell Dave to listen to this now.
Yeah.
And we talked about it in the podcast. He's like, all right. He's going to be excited.
I started laughing when I watched the episode.
Yeah.
And then I started getting very, you know, as comics, I don't know if we all do this, but I know I do.
Yeah.
When you start going like, oh, how would I play that? Or what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would be so much gayer than that. Like, I would so
tiny. Well, he was cartoony gay.
No, I would be believable gay. Like, I would be like, there's one real gay guy. Like, when you watch Modern Family and you know there's one real gay guy and the other one not,
yeah.
I would be the guy that everybody goes, no, he's really gay.
I thought he was really good. He wasn't supposed to be really gay. He was supposed to be the non-gay gay guy.
No, no. I'm not talking about Dave.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel. I would... my gay guy would make him look like Tom Selleck.
Well, here's the thing you're not going to have ever...
What a weird pull that is.
Here's the thing you're not going to have over Daniel, though, is just physically. You're not going to
look.
He's
so slender.
Yeah, he's already got the slender thing down, so all we had to do is throw him in some gay-looking outfits, and he was...
You would have to wear a lot of flannel. You'd have to look like a lumberjack and be a bear.
I thought he was...
You know how hilarious it is? And again, I loved the episode, and I thought he was great. You know how hilarious it is to get a fat guy in a smaller shirt than him, like a little...
You're going for the sight gag. You're going for the
It's
Labor Day. It is there.
It's fucking there. Just take it. I don't know.
Let's talk about Dave Williamson. Some more.
I bought his album. You know, commented. That's all I'm saying.
This guy is one of the meanest guys in comedy.
We're gonna get the English guy from Elwood's to bring his baseball back.
Sound like I'm a dick. Now it's gonna be like, you heard fucking Nary's podcast?
Yeah.
Because it's just Nary's podcast.
God, he's so snotty. What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Snotty motherfucker Nary is talking shit about Dave on his podcast. I'm like, Dave, I wasn't talking. It wasn't me. That was Forrest.
Why is he gonna? He's got ears.
It's a joke. I don't know. Pulling back to the whole me being
Dave
snotty
actually,
and
sent me a cartoon of four cats that he had somebody draw, and it says, get on with your life, or something like that. I have it at my house. I got to frame it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very funny. Thanks a lot, Dave. There's only three left.
That's
now.
Funny.
It's a reminder.
I was already in that mindset of like, do you cross one of them out? Like, do you do with a red X? The car, you just like, and one down, three to go.
Like, it's like, I was going to bring up a movie. Never mind.
It was
very
funny. But I think he paid some guy to do it. I'm like, you could have, it's like stick figure. You could have just done this. But I guess we felt if somebody else did it, it wouldn't be less. Like, if he did it, it would be more, maybe more mean. Like, he just drew it himself. Like, yeah, goddamn cast. Like, if somebody else drew.
I was like, no, I paid an artist, an illustrator, to do this.
That's even worse. That's even meaner. You seeked somebody out, and then you paid that person.
Making you feel like shit.
I think it might have been on like that site Fiverr or something like that.
We have we bought a
$5. We'll mention you on our podcast.
No, we bought a theme song from them. We bought a jingle from
somebody.
$5. Yeah, for $5. Well, it was actually $10. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh my goodness, this was. Nary was so excited because I didn't know that he had done it. I mean, I knew you had done it, but I didn't know he had gotten it back. And then when he's like, bro, I got the Fiverr theme, come over now, we're gonna record another podcast.
I didn't want him to hear it before we recorded because I wanted an actual reaction from him, like an honest reaction.
So now we're gonna get
have it. Is it in the front of your podcast?
No, we did it one episode.
Oh, you just got it.
No, no.
We did
but we're not going to use it. Yeah. We're not going to. When you hear it, you'll realize that we're not going to.
This isn't a forever thing. It's a Fiverr thing. This is not a forever thing. This was like, yeah, I got 10 bucks.
I have a friend that's supposed to make me like an intro song for stage just because he's a musician. That's what he studied. He used to make music and things like that. And I was like, hey, you should make me. And he hasn't done. I sent him a text today. Matter of fact, like,
it's hard to. Is he doing it for free?
Of course he's doing it for free.
It's hard to rush somebody when they're doing something for free. It's like, hey!
You telling me? My fucking CD's been done for a year almost.
It's not something like
my
really,
brother.
Oh my God.
We didn't really write a contract either. I was just like, hey, can you make a song? He's like, yeah. And then I just bother him about it once. All right, let's get on this.
Yeah, my brother's doing the album cover for my album that I recorded at the end of August. The CD's been done. Everything digitally has been done. I'm just waiting for the album cover. And
the one that you did over at the museum?
Yeah.
And without air conditioning?
Fuck it.
That was,
Sweaty mess. But I'm waiting for that shit. I'm waiting for my brother to finish the album. And because he's my brother.
How does it sound? Does it sound good?
It sounds great. But
like the audience was still into it even though there was no AC?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's because I saw you wrote that and I was like, oh man, it's nothing. You wouldn't even blame them if they weren't, very funny guys, sweating.
Yeah, you're like, haha.
Dude, we were drenched.
Yeah.
My August, jeans were sticking to my fucking legs. Yeah. It was insanely. I almost made a reference of it on the CD. I almost was like, hey, we're not let's be real. It's 1,010 degrees in here, right? Yeah. Like we're not going to be
1,010.
I'm not even exaggerating by that much.
Did you find the thing?
Yeah,
I'm finding
it. Exactly, by 1,010. You know what the boiling, temperature water boils at?
No, because I like talk about his movies, but I don't know about any of that shit.
It's 100 degrees Celsius.
212 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. I forgot what it was in Fahrenheit, but I know that zero is the freezing point and 100, and 100 Celsius is boiling. So I was like, I'm going to go.
That's when you start pretending you're one of those metric snobs that they're like, no, I drive in kilometers. No.
I majored in environmental science.
Man, what do you decipher water?
Decipher water. Yeah, that's what Neri thought my job was.
Marine.
We had met a couple of times. He goes, I know what you do. Because I didn't remember what you did. I think you're like, you decipher water or some.
That sounds like
Nicolas Cage. Movies I'm talking about.
Oh, shit. National Treasure.
No, that's Nicolas Cage. You can talk about him.
He's not in movies anymore.
He's not in real movies. He's in shit movies.
We're talking about movies right now. What's with the theme song?
I'm trying to fucking find it. I'm sorry. It's not. I'm sorry. I have to go
into
it.
Secret in a secret folder locked away. You have to put a code in.
It's that. It's
so,
that
Pope, hey, we didn't even talk about the Pope.
That's right. We have a new
hold
Pope.
On. Give me a second. It's here right here.
You got a lot of Pope stuff? That's good.
We got a lot of Pope stuff. Yeah. The fuck out of here.
Because no one's putting anything on Facebook
it's
or
Twitter
about the Pope. I hate Facebook and Twitter so much. Just, hey, whatever's going on, joke time. Yeah.
I do feel like if you don't do it, you're obligated to say something.
No, you're not.
I talked to you about this last week, but you're not
obligated to talk about anything you don't want to talk about.
I'm not saying that I am obligated. I say that people will obligate you. They're like, huh? Eh? You heard?
All right.
Someone tagged
me. About that. I'm going to have to go bury my other cat now.
I talked, I did, I tweeted about the Pope and I said, sorry, to all the hacky comics. I'm sorry that a black guy didn't get it because now,
you know what?
Now you have to change your material to what if a black guy was made Pope? Because that's what every hacky comic does is like, and a black guy Pope will be fucking walking with a limp. And be walking, and you're gonna have all his gold jewelry and shit, and pimped out fucking Pope Mobile.
The Pope's already a pimp.
Yeah,
he's only a couple. He's pronounced it differently, and you're good.
Here's another rule that should happen that you just broke, Neri, but you don't know about my rules. Okay? Okay, is that if you tweet something, you should not be allowed to tell people what you tweet.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that rule.
No, that's my rule. That okay. Because it's if you tweet it, you should just be like, yeah, you should check my Twitter feed. Otherwise, not because it's like. I tweeted this, and now I'm telling it to you.
But it's giving a glimpse, because what if you didn't
It's not a glimpse.
It?
It's the actual tweet.
Yeah, but what
it's
if
not
you,
a glimpse.
No, actually, it's not an actual. I didn't include the hashtags.
That tweet that you just said, a glimpse would have been Black Pope. That's all you would have said.
No,
that's
that would have been the hashtag. That's the hashtag.
That's the hashtag.
Blackie.
Blackie?
That's what Oni put. Oni retweeted that with a comment and put hashtag Blackie. And I'm like... staying the fuck away from this one.
No, wait.
You're Hispanic.
I'm sorry. I can't mention the tweet that Oni tweeted because
it's already on Twitter.
You're if you're Hispanic.
Are we?
Yeah. One and the way you can get away with it is just say
right,
the name of
the dog. Let me show you I'm gonna play the Fiverr theme song.
Okay.
what's up, bro? Come along. Neri and Mike gonna joke and talk. A Christian and an atheist. Picking movies that you might have missed. They might have been good, they might have been bad, they might have been campy, they might have been dragged. Neri Sands likes movie quotes. I heard Mike Mercadal sometimes toast. Now, I don't know if that's true. You have to listen for yourself. Yes, you do. And maybe even leave a review on iTunes. That's how winning is done. Woo, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's why it's not at the beginning of every episode.
That's a thing.
I think it's so bad that you should have that. Like, that guy, wow.
Got $5, bro.
Do you see a picture of that guy?
No.
What
no.
do you imagine he looks like? Yeah, I feel he's white, right?
Yeah, he's clearly white.
White people rapping is, I mean, you don't have an ironic podcast, so you couldn't have that. If you were like a hipsters, you know, and you lived like you lived in like Williamsburg, like, you know.
If we were City, everything we hated.
Yeah. Then that would definitely be your theme song. That's like yep. what a hipster would be like, check it out, and be like, dude, it's it. And then I would just want to smack him around. So yeah, you guys can't have that, I guess. But that it's pretty awesome. It's
pretty.
That's
I thought it was so great. I was like, you have to hear this.
He wanted.
Oh, you thought it was good on initial?
No, I thought it was great. Like good, bad. Like it's so bad.
It's like we have to. It's so bad. You have to hear this.
That is like the ironic T-shirts of theme songs. That's what that is.
Like, that is the ironic.
Like, if that song was a T-shirt, it would be sold at Hot Topic. Like totally.
And online orders. Oh yeah, no, that song. So that was bad. So I was, and I never. Again, I spent $10 on it because $5 was only him writing the music, not writing the lyrics. Wow. And I had to spend Tenor. Another. I had to spend another $5.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
So
lyrics.
Yeah. But I basically wrote the lyrics myself because everything that he in the description of what.
I like how the first thing is atheism.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It said describe, you know, he said, oh, you know, describe yourself, give a description or whatever of what I'm like, look, this is what the podcast is. I gave a link to the podcast.
Yeah.
I knew he wasn't going to hear it anyway.
So he just listened to the first one with Oni?
No. Yeah. So I would never put that one. That one's not even up.
Took it down?
Yeah, we took that one. Well, it was under
the previous name.
It was under a different name. It's not under Woo Bro. So it's not that we took it down.
No, so it was mine, right?
Was it? Yeah.
I think so.
No, mine's down.
No,
yours is up.
It's Woo Bro?
What's up, bro? It was late to the party.
Yeah, late to the party.
Oh, yeah.
But late to the party was taken because we were late to that party.
So late to that party.
So then, and then they already had a hashtag. And it was awful. Anyways, my point, going back to this, is that in the description, I wrote like, hey, okay, so me and him, we're friends. We do a podcast. We're both, you know, local comedians from Miami. He's an atheist, but not a dick about it. And I'm a Christian.
Which I don't understand why that was like, for some reason that was in there. And he like hit it hard. Like,
yeah.
A Christian and an atheist.
It was like the third sentence.
That's what I said.
It was like the third sentence. Like, he's an atheist, but not a dick about it. I'm a Christian, but not all up in your face about it.
Yeah.
I know I actually put, but not a dick
but
about it.
But that's the first thing he says. So if you're just listening to the theme song, people are probably going to stop it. Like, religious podcast amount. Yeah.
It was. Meanwhile, but it was like
it's all Nick Cage.
Like that's inside the podcast is not that all religious and.
I gotta leave.
Can I leave now?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for stopping by. We didn't talk about movies, huh?
I know. I told you I wasn't gonna.
47
minutes. 47 minutes.
The Pope.
The Pope. What did you want to say about the Pope?
I don't know. It's Pope Day. I'm very favorite talking about the Pope.
He's Argentinian now.
Which big ups. Big ups to the Hispanic community.
First of all, he looks like every other pope. He's Hispanic and they all look the same. They're all
old white guys.
Old and white. Yeah. Just because you're fair skin. Look at Mike. Mike is fair skin. You thought he was white and he's Cuban. Big ups to the Hispanic community.
Big ups. That's what we accomplished. We look like white people.
Big ups.
When we
look
old.
Like white people, we can rape kids, get away with it. Boom. Big ups. That's us.
Call me when the Pope does something interesting. Don't call me.
No, that's not
I just looked at your face and you're like, don't, seriously.
All right, I'm leaving.
That was facetious.
Right, thank you, Forrest, for stopping by. Hashtag your Twitter, @ForrestShaw. That's two R's.
But it's
Forrest underscore
Shaw.
Yeah.
Two R's.
Because he's a dick and he puts that in there to fuck with people.
No, because some guy that runs a left-wing radio show and hasn't tweeted in 160 days has my thing.
Oh,
I don't tweet a lot, but it's
like. He's squatting on your name. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Well, maybe I'm not leaving for a couple. Maybe I'll come back one more time and we'll talk about movies.
All right. We'll talk about movies anymore. Thank you for stopping by. Check out Forrest. That's how winning is done.
ForrestShaw.net.
Oh, there you go. Website. The website's dope. I like your website.
No, thanks.
And you spent a lot of money on it.
Yes.
Yeah, I was talking to you about when I was putting my website together, yeah. And you told me how much you spent. I'm like, I just do it myself. And it came out really shitty. And I'm like,
That's why.
I had some other websites that I did myself, and they weren't terrible, but it was like, once somebody does one for you, you're like, oh, okay.
Did you have a MySpace comedian page?
No. My first one, Lisa made for me.
I did that.
It was very plain, and it was cool. And then I made one on Wix, W-I-X.
Oh, that's what I have now.
And it actually was okay. But once the guy made mine, it was like, oh, yeah, mine was a piece of shit. Like, I thought it was
well, cool. Yeah, because like, it's real. Yeah, you once, know, like it's an the, actual thing.
Once the designer. Bill Fant. He's a designer.
All right.
F-A-N-T. Very good.
There you go.
Check him out.
All right. So thank you for checking us out. And we're going to continue the podcast, but Florence has got to go. Hold on.
Bye.
All right. And we're back. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I just, you know, it's funny because A, I love the soundboard, and B, I love how much you hate the soundboard, and you're like, I can't wait till I move to New York and never have to deal with a fucking soundboard ever again. And I'm just like, suck it, buddy.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Your soundboard has driven me away. Your love of the soundboard has forced me. It's forced my hand.
I love the conversation you had with Forrest as he was leaving WooBro Studios, and he goes, I love the fact that you go, oh yeah, I'm moving to New York. You're telling Forrest. And Forrest says, I'm talking to the listeners now. So Forrest said, oh, permanently, forever? To which Mike replies, oh yeah, I mean, that or until I fail. So of course, I come in right at that part of that conversation, and I'm like, so you'll be back by fall? You say, you're saying you'll be back?
Very quickly.
For winter, you're saying?
I'm going to run out of money so fast.
So fast.
So fast.
It's crazy.
Like this, son. Like this.
Ah, good times. Good times. But I hope you don't. I don't know. It's going to be a weird thing. My wife was talking to me about it. She's like, how are you going to replace Mike?
I know.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. No, but I don't know. I'm like, I know I have a wish list of a couple comics that I would love to work with. I don't want to say replace because it's not that. I just want to work with in any capacity.
No matter what, because it's us two, it would take on a different life.
It would.
Because it's just a different personality. You know?
My wife said... I think
it should be your wife.
No, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
But my wife said, she goes, it's not going to be the same. And I go, no, I know, but it's going to be different.
You were breaking up.
I know. And then she told me, she goes, that's like, it was like having two yous. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you guys are the same. Like, you guys have the same interests and have the same.
Not really.
I guess. I mean,
think we're just both really into movies.
Yeah.
And everything else kind of, and we're both really into comedy. So it's like.
Comedy, comics. I mean, but there's plenty of, you know, comedians who are nerds
Not unheard of for comedians to have nerdy interests.
No. At all. So I told her, I'm like, oh, I have a couple of, you know, friends who are comics who I have in mind, but I know they're really, really busy. I know everybody who I know on a personal level who I already know, like you and I didn't know each other before.
Yeah, it just kind of worked out.
It really worked out well, but we didn't know each other.
You know, that's what the same thing I told people. We were like, oh, how long are you going to be doing this podcast? Oh, until we fail.
Yeah, until we fail.
And look at us.
And look at us
60
now.
Episodes later.
60 episodes in, bitches. But no, it's going to be a different podcast, I think. But, I don't know. I'm very open to the idea. And at the same time, very scared because if the comics that I know that I'm friends with, if they say no, if they can't commit to a weekly situation,
this is going
to
be a solo podcast.
I don't know what the fuck to do because I don't know, like to find another comic who has my interest that I don't know. Like it's hard to find somebody that you don't know,
right?
You know what I mean? Like
this is like I Love You Man all over.
Yes.
It's like that. You're trying to find a new buddy.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't know. I don't know them. I don't know. Like,
I had that with Bizarro Neri with my best friend.
Right.
Like
the way he says with my best friend.
Yeah.
Bizarro Neri.
Bizarro Neri.
He's the opposite of you. He's my best friend. You're my worst.
You
friend.
Call him Bizarro. Yeah.
But you're my worst friend. But you said my best friend.
Yeah,
Bizarro Neri.
My best friend Bizarro Neri.
The worst friend.
He's. You're the worst. The worst. Finally, the soundboard pays off.
No, I'm telling you, I struck gold. Don't cover your mouth up. You're like, you're laughing. You're like, let me cover my mouth while I laugh. God forbid I let the fucking listeners hear me laughing.
No, I was snorting. Shit, that was funny. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet of God, no rhythm.
Oh, good times.
Oh, my goodness. Should have known better than the cheetah friend, Nary.
No. Well, I should have known better. Should have known better.
But yeah, we went to go see, I went with my buddy Chris to go see Tenacious D yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Holy shit, that was, whether you like Jack Black or not, man, that is like a clinic on how to be like a stage, like rock. It was just so great, bro. They owned that fucking crowd.
Why did their movie bomb so hard?
I don't know.
I don't mean bombing. Like, first of all, I didn't see it. I don't know Tenacious D. I know of them. Right, I don't know them. I've heard one song of theirs.
Most people know of them because Jack Black did all these movies.
Exactly.
And they talk about it in the new album. Like, they were like the Hollywood Jack. It's like, there's one song where it talks about Jack Black becoming famous and then the other guy, Kyle Gass.
The other guy.
The other, well, that's how everybody is. The other guy, Tenacious D. That's literally why they made that song and the album. And it was literally just them two with guitars, and that's it. And they fucking rocked it. Like, it was.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, I don't know them. I'm not a fan because I don't know their work. Right. So I never. I know of them. I don't know them. But when they made that movie, I thought that shit was gonna blow up because of Jack Black. And I'm sure the fucking studio execs were like, "He's huge right now. He just did Nacho Libre and fucking and Kung Fu Panda." They're like, "He's."
I think it came before those.
No, it didn't come before Nacho Libre.
It came before Kung Fu Panda.
But he was still big already. He was still like getting that notoriety of being Jack Black, And the fucking, I heard interviews with him where he was like, "I don't know, like, why people," they're like, "Oh, it's going to become like a cult classic." And he's like, I don't really want that because that means that people aren't going to, you know, watch it now.
But I'll tell you what, man, that their show, like, and they used to do these big giant productions with robots and shit that would come out and light, you know. It was just them two, and they even made reference to it at the end of the show. It's like, "Oh, lady, we just want to give a shout out, ladies and gentlemen, on drums, nobody, and on keyboards, nobody." And it was like, because the whole point of the Tenacious D is like this supreme confidence that they are the shit. They are the greatest and best band in the world.
Right.
And they fucking owned it. The whole Fillmore was full, and they fucking destroyed. It was amazing. Amazing show. So so the point being is that my friend yesterday, we were talking about like
his
when
best
I
best friend.
Yeah, my best friend.
The opposite of you.
You know your place.
You the opposite of you.
The opposite of you, the bizarro you. he's like, "Man, it's gonna be weird. We can't do this shit anymore." And I'm like, "You can always come to New York." And he's like, "And live with you?" And I was like, "We're gonna have to establish." I mean, I'd be happy to live with that guy, but I'm gonna have a tiny studio there.
And you're very picky.
I'm a terrible roommate.
I'm a great roommate.
I'm a terrible roommate when it comes to like money or doing things. But the second it doesn't feel like my house, I'm like, fuck, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like if I'm renting a room in someone's house, which I did for a while.
Yeah, I mean,
that was hard.
It's not your place.
It's not my place.
But here's the thing: I always I don't know when I've been roommates with somebody else, and it's like as long as you stay to your place and I stay to my place.
It doesn't for me. I always end up feeling like, "Meh, I gotta go.
So, did you watch last week's old school picks?
Old school picks. I watched Harry and the Hendersons again.
So great.
Because Bigfoot.
I love the way he smacks the fucking girl's face.
Yeah, there's just so many good. I love John Lithgow, man. I really like that guy.
Bigfoot liked him too.
Yeah.
Sasquatch, you liked them too.
Yeah. They probably got along, you know? But I didn't get a chance to watch Jeremiah Johnson
I had never even heard of Jeremiah Johnson.
It was one of those where it's like, you know, killing Indians and all that shit. So, I mean, it's probably like older, like it was like 70s.
Well, Time Bandits I wanted to watch.
Time Bandits I hadn't seen in a long time. And I remember it. Like, look, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm 31 years old. But I remember it, like, scaring me as a kid. And I have not watched it as an adult. And I'm a little worried to watch it again.
But it's because it's kid eyes.
Yeah, it's totally kid eyes. But, in reverse. It's like, it's kid eyes.
Well, that's with me and, like
being afraid of
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, okay. Like, it still has an impact for you.
Well, in the sense of that I won't ever watch them again. Yes. Yeah. Other than that. Those movies don't do nothing for me.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's funny because Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Yeah.
The one where it's like a movie within a movie.
Within a movie, yeah.
I could watch now because I saw it as an adult, and it didn't scare me as an adult.
Right, because it was already later on.
Right. But the early ones where it was like, you know, I distinctly remember I used to sleepwalk when I was a kid. And I used to like wait, like I just used to sleepwalk.
But I used to do that too. My brother did a couple times. I did such a bunch.
Fucking copycat.
Whatever. I know, bro. We're the same guy.
But I'm not your best friend.
No,
number one.
Number, yeah. Chris is number one.
Number one.
Oh, that made a comeback. Yeah. All right, look at that.
We gotta add that to the soundboard too. Number one.
Number one.
So, yeah, I used to sleepwalk, and I remember being scared watching that movie and sleepwalking and seeing Freddy in my living room. Like, I remember, like, I was, when you sleepwalk, you're dreaming.
Right, right.
And to you, it feels like a dream because you are dreaming, but your body is physically reacting to that dream. And that's what I would do. Like, I remember waking up, my parents would wake up, like, they would open a door, the car door, and I would be in the backseat of the car, like, sleeping in the car. And I'm like, how the fuck
did I get
here? And I could just tell you about the really disturbing dream that I had. And then
they will not tell you. You will not.
Like, I had a dream. Like, if they ask me what happened, I go, I don't know. I just had a dream. But I apparently was acting that shit out.
I used to sleepwalk and I had. Okay. I used to sleepwalk football dreams. I swear, so much cooler than my
sleepwalking. My sleepwalking was the end of the world. My family dies and I'm on Elm Street.
Well, mine was I was playing football and then like. Somebody would get hurt or something bad would happen and I'd have to run or like I'd have to do something football related. God, get down. And it's fucking both of your dogs are all up in my crotch.
And they like turkey. I don't know.
What is
I got nothing.
But now. But I remember I was this is what they told me afterwards because you don't remember any of it. And then so I would sleepwalk. I would walk and I was just milling around the hallway in my house and my mom's like, Mike, go back to bed. And then I would say football. Like I wouldn't say words. I'd be like, which has got to be scary shit. Like if I saw this, I would freak the fuck out.
I'm laughing, but I'm really scared because I have a daughter now, and I'm like,
I'm
4 or 5 years away from her being my age when I was sleepwalking.
Right, and then she comes to your door. Hi, I'm passing my mom. You know, I like that's what they told me. Like, and I would lose my shit if I saw that. And then I remember one time I woke up like on the kitchen counter, like on top of the kitchen counter, like asleep. And I just woke up and I was like, oh shit. And like nobody caught me. And then I had to walk back to my room. But this time I was milling around the hallway and then I went to go like I was going to start peeing on the door to the bathroom. This is all secondhand.
How old were you at this time?
I must have been like. How old are you in middle school? Like 7th, 8th grade? 9th grade? 7th, 8th grade?
11, 12?
Probably around that age. Because that's when I started playing football.
Really? That's when you were sleepwalking?
Yeah. I was already a big...
sleepwalking like a 10, bro. I was like an 8, 9, 10 type of shit.
I was already a big motherfucker, so you couldn't really move me around. And then I was like...
I could just picture your fucking dad going like, he's 12. He's already drunk.
Yeah.
Literally peeing in a closet. Like,
I was doing drunk things. Like, if I did that as an adult, people were like, oh, man, Mike's fucked up,
Mike's
bro.
Drunk. No, I was sleepwalking. No, you weren't,
dude.
No,
you were not.
No, you weren't, dude.
That is a great excuse.
That is a great one. I was sleepwalking.
No, I have a sleepwalking disorder.
That's awesome.
You can't blame him. He has an illness.
Yeah.
Alcoholism. That's a disease. My mom goes to like, all right, and like, no, don't pee in the-. And my brother says the best because like all of a sudden I shouted out, quarterback option, left of the stairs, and I just tackled my mom to the ground. So my brother's just like,
quarterback option.
Quarterback option, left of the stairs. There's no stairs in my house. I don't know where the fuck stairs come from. But, and then.
There's no stairs. Holy shit. I'm here thinking there was fucking stairs.
No.
Oh, man.
Like, it's completely irrelevant. It's just what's happening in the dream. And my brother just says that I just turned around and just like, I cleaned my mom out. Like, I was just like, boom. And I took her down.
Was it clean or did you fucking put helmet to helmet?
Nah, man, I was defense, so it was literally like a swim move. I don't know what I did, but he says like I tackled her to the ground. My mom eats it, and then I'm down on the ground and literally just like Like I said,
your brother is so fucking great. I love your brother. What a dick.
He was just like, whoa.
He's like, let me see if this works. You know, he thought about that the time before. Like, you had sleepwalked before, yeah, and then everything was over. The sleepwalking, the whole situation was over. And he thought to himself, next time.
You can have. We should have my brother out on the podcast.
Next time,
bro,
I'm going to yell out. Fucking quarterback option.
Left us. Like, because the next time I'm asleep and walking, he's just going to be like, blue, 42.
Yeah.
Blue. And I'm just going to drop down to the ground.
That's where you got. Anytime. If you get a girlfriend or you get married and you got to tell her, hey, if I ever sleepwalk, things not to say.
Do not say down, set, hike.
Yeah.
Do
and
not.
If you're carrying a baby. Do not say touchdowns, defensive touchdown,
and splat,
and splat.
Oh my god! But yeah,
my
we
life
should
has
have
changed forever.
I would my brother because my brother would hate. Hey man, I would snore like a motherfucker on road trips. I was that guy in the hotel room that would snore and keep everybody
awake.
Dave
Williamson. Speaking of Dave Williamson, fucking freight train, bro.
Really?
I've slept with snorers before, man. I've slept next to snorers, and this guy is a fucking
like sleep apnea shit.
Like, I'm telling you, and he's healthy and he's skinny, and you're like, oh, he's not sleeping, dude, like a fucking freight train.
Wow.
It's beyond annoying. Like, I would wake him up, hey, wait,
yeah,
he would get up and then I'll go back to sleep, and he would beat me too, and he would just go right back.
My bro,
right
saying,
back.
My brother, whenever we would go on trips or stay with family, I want to have him tell us. So I'm going to interview him and include it in the podcast at some point. But he would be ready to kill me. He would sit there and he would ball. Like, we used to sleep whenever we'd go with my family in France. We'd sleep in the basement. They had like a basement room. And he
you have
would,
a basement?
Yeah, they have basements.
In South Florida?
No, in France. In my family in France.
Oh, right. Where you ate dog.
Yes, okay. Right.
I didn't know you had. Did you mention the France thing before?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have a dog here. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to eat your dogs. but if they act up one more time, I swear to God.
One more time.
Chris Kringle. But he would ball up socks and shoes, and he would line them up so that when I would snore. Bro, I remember one time I woke up because he threw a shoe, and it hit me like right in the side of the face where I was just like, here's the thing. I'm fine.
Yes.
I'm asleep as
I know,
fuck.
I know.
Like, he says that I started pulling my clothes off one time. I thought I was on fire. he has the best. I got to bring him on. I got to talk to him and record it because it's one of the, it's this, he says he would lose his shit. He would get scared, but he threw a shoe at me. I would fall asleep standing up like in the middle of the room. Like,
that's scary, bro.
It's so scary. I feel so bad, but look at it this way. I'm the one sleeping. He's the one waking me up. That's rude.
That's
just so rude.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
So
I remember one time I was like, if you wake me again, I'm gonna fucking kill you. You understand? I'm gonna put my fucking fist in your mouth. If you wake me up again, he's like, you're snoring, I'm gonna fucking punch you in the mouth. Like, we were like in a fight in front of like my entire family. And then it was like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were like gonna fucking kill each other.
The fucking French people are like, these Americans are so so angry.
Dicks. But then I remember one time I had to stay with my cousins from France, and then we all had to stay in the same hotel room because we're Cuban, and
or poor.
And
the fact that you make it a Cuban thing as opposed to a we're broke,
so yeah, and cram money. Everybody in a room. Yeah. But even like okay, money Cubans cram 40 people in a room.
Dude, I went to Disney World with my friends after high school with the franchise.
Yeah,
the first franchise trip that we had a franchise T-shirts. Well, because it was we've had franchise T-shirts since, but this is the first time. And we had, this is when my nickname was created.
Oh.
Neri.
Neri. Yeah. Yeah,
what's a Neri?
What's a Neri?
That trip, we had 8 dudes in one hotel room at the Portofino hotel.
Oh, okay.
So we stayed at the Portofino, like cheap ass. Why the fuck could we not have gone to just a regular fucking Motel 8 and everybody gets 2 to a fucking room?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would have been normal.
You could have probably gotten a room.
That would have been affordable. That would have been the same price that we all paid as 8 fucking dudes in one room. So,
it's that pack mentality.
The trip was called, we just kept calling it 8 cocks. So, 8 cocks in a van. 8 cocks in a room. 8 cocks in a DJ booth. Like, we were just like one of those fucking, it was 8 cocks. It was a fucking sausage fest, and that's what we called it. So you were crammed in with your family.
Yeah, we were crammed in. And literally, my family was like, Mike, please, we just try and just stay awake. Just stay awake and we could fall asleep. Just please. And I literally was like, I got up and I went to the van and I fell asleep in the van. Like, I was like, I can't. You're waking me up. That's rude. Yeah. And I'm keeping you up.
You know what's fucked up is that on the way to the van, you were already asleep and you killed 3 squirrels.
I did. I totally. I was 3 squirrels. The housekeeping lady, she got it bad. She got it so bad. I wanted for murder.
You got it bad. Sorry.
Is this another got the feeling moment?
Okay. I got the feeling.
You got it bad. Usher.
Yeah. I know it's Usher. You're telling me? I just sang it in perfect harmony.
Yes.
Everybody, all the listeners know that it was Usher.
Yep.
Yeah, of course. Go ahead. All right, so what's your old school pick this week?
Shit, let me bring it up.
So you didn't? Did you watch With Honors?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it.
So you just saw your pick. Oh, I'm sorry, Bigfoot's pick.
Bigfoot's pick.
That's all you saw.
I didn't get to make a pick last week.
But that's all you saw.
I saw that one, and I saw the what was the other one? The fucking no, yeah, that's it.
Couldn't watch another movie. So you couldn't watch a movie that somebody else recommended.
No, my dad's in town. I just happened to put it on. But
your dad has way cooler tattoos than you do.
He's got a lot. He's got a bunch of tats.
I just saw the picture you posted on Instagram of his arm and all. Like, that's a cooler tattoo.
My dad is a fucking manly. Like I wish I do like manly things, but
manly-ish.
My job. I do chest compressions and shit, medical shit. You know,
the skirts do that. Nurses do that.
No, I wish
the broads.
Hey, they toots. Why don't you go compress on that chest a little bit for me, baby? Come on, hey, sweetheart.
That's a fucking Gary Goldman bit when he's talking about typing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Miss So and So. It's for broads, right? This for skirts.
This is for broads, right?
Like, no, this whole typing thing. Like, I wish I would have paid it. All I do now is type. It's so funny because I have a bit like that talking about that I get mad at my teachers when they used to force me to practice handwriting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we don't fucking ever use that. Like, I haven't written something down on a piece of paper in like 15 years.
Yeah.
It's all text messages and emails now. Fuck you, teacher, for making me write handwriting lessons over and over again. Anyways, I'm sorry, going into my bits here.
But he's got a lot of tattoos, and he worked on cars.
Do they all have significance?
They all have something. Like,
I don't mind.
He's got a science tattoo.
That guy. I don't mind. I don't mind.
He's got an atom with like a bunch of stuff, fire and stuff like that. It's really cool. And he's got.
It goes with the other one. He fucking dragon, right?
He's got a dragon.
All that shit that doesn't exist. you see what I did there? Bam.
Yeah, he got me with the right crop. Boom. Oh, shit. That's right. Coming.
So, no, but I was saying.
He's got his Coast Guard tattoos. He's got like a scuba diving scene on his back that's like this big. And he's, you know, like, he's got a bunch of stuff. And on one leg, he's got Miami Dolphins. And the other leg, he's got Miami Hurricanes. He's diehard. He lives in Tennessee and he's got that shit. He's diehard Dolphins Kings.
I was about to get the Heat logo when they won the championship.
Yeah.
And I really was about to get that tattoo. And the only thing that stopped me is that my wife goes, she wanted to get my daughter's name on her wrist. And I didn't have money for both. And I was like,
That's fine. We choose the Heat.
But it was like the week after that he won the championship. And I was like, And I kept telling myself, Neri, this is crazy, dude. This is a fucking corporate franchise logo that you have on a fucking.
Exactly.
And this is basically what you have. And I was like, but I really want it. Like, I was really talking, like, I was trying to talk myself out of it. But it's like. Me was like, no, it's not gonna be.
Yeah. My dad has
my logic was like, hey, stop. And then my passion was like, nah, I'm gonna get it, dude. I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
My wife stepped in and goes, hey, I'm gonna get something, and I go, oh, well.
Yeah.
And then my wallet goes, nah, you guys ain't gonna get shit.
You chose wisely. but my dad's got the Sebastian, the Ibis. It says Canes, and he's got the U, and then on the other side he's got like a Miami Dolphins player, and it's and the logo. Player. If you look at it, it's like it's a D-back. It's like a wide receiver, 20, a 20 number, some 20 something. I can't remember. I don't know who it is.
Know who it is?
Yeah, he knows who it is.
Oh, okay. He has a tattoo of a player, of an actual player, not just of a silhouette that's meant to signify everything.
Well, it's a player. It has a number on it.
But
so
it's an actual player.
It's an actual player.
Because I could put number 72 and I don't.
I mean, I don't think he meant to get the. that Patrick Sertan, I think maybe. I don't think he meant to get
Patrick Sertan.
No, no, no. I mean, he got the player and the model that they used for it was that number, but he just wanted the dolphin player with the colors. And then he's got the helmet with the logo. He started with the logo and then he put the helmet around it. And then he put the player on his cap.
I wish my dad had tattoos, bro. I wish my the other tattoo news. I walked in, my mom called me and goes, "Hey, I'm having trouble with my cell phone. You know, can you help me out? I'm right around the, you know, the corner of your house." I had just taken off my shirt and I was in my tank top, and I was like, "Sure." And then my first initial reaction is because she's seen the tattoo I have on my bicep because there's no hiding that whatsoever.
Exactly.
Unless I wear a long sleeve shirt, which I'm not gonna do. So she's seen that. And she knows about the other ones or about some of them, but she hasn't seen them.
Seen all of them.
Because she flipped out when she saw literally an inch. Like she saw
a piece of it. Yeah.
Saw that. That's what she saw. Look, she saw like that. That was the first time. And she went bananas. She started crying. Why do you hate me? Why am I not a good mom?
I don't understand that at all.
And then
my mom gave me the same speech.
And then with the Superman, she saw the flash of color. She was like, you know, so on the middle, you know, just rubbing my arm. And she wanted that. She saw a flash of color. Didn't see what it was. This is years ago.
Right.
So last week, a few days ago, my mom calls me and goes, "Hey, I'm around the corner. Can you help me out with my phone?" I said, "Yeah." I had just taken off my shirt. I'm in my tank top. My initial reaction was, "Hey, put the shirt back on." So I grabbed my shirt and I go, "No, man, you know what? I'm fucking tired of this shit, man.
I'm a grown ass man."
No, I really did. I did say that.
Hiding your tattoos.
I literally said that. I'm like, "Man, I'm tired of this shit. I don't want to keep doing this anymore." She knows I have them. I don't give a fuck. I have my daughter. Like, I'm a real adult.
You're an adult now.
Like a real adult. Not like a 27, 28 year old. It doesn't even matter about age. It's like, it's not like, "Hey, I'm living out."
You have a wife and a kid and a wife, house.
A house, mortgage, insurance, all that shit. Like, I, you know what I mean?
Insurance. That's the defining factor of an adult.
Dude, when you buy insurance, you're basically putting money on. So when you're a kid, you go, "Fuck it, I'll deal with it when it happens."
Exactly.
If it ever happens.
Yeah.
When you have a wife and kid, you go, "No, I gotta have insurance. Like, of every kind." And you gotta spend money every fucking month. And that's when you know you're an adult because you're thinking about the future. You're not just thinking about, "Well, fuck it. I'll deal with it if it ever happens."
Yeah.
So then I just said, "Fuck it, man. I'm not doing this anymore." So I opened the door with my fucking tank top on and she saw all my tattoos except for Wolverine, which is on my
body. Yeah, it's like you were in there in your underwear.
Yeah, it's not like I went in there with a Speedo. Like, "Hey, huh? Like,
I want you to see my glory.
Yeah.
Oh. Look at my flesh. I've decorated
and
it."
She was like, "What have you done to yourself? Oh my God." Like, but she was like saying it out loud, but not out loud, but it was out loud. And so I go, "What's wrong with your phone? Let me see your phone. What's happening? What's the problem with it?" She's like, "Look at it." And she like starts like rubbing my arm, like
all dramatic.
And she's like taking it off like my tank top, like to see the one on my chest. And she's like, What does this say? What's this?" And I'm like, "What's going on with your phone?" And just I'm like totally ignoring her. I'm like, "What's going on with your phone?
Focus, mom.
Like,
focus.
Yeah, focus. What's going on with your phone?" And I fixed her phone and then we had a 20-minute conversation.
About tattoos?
No. About
other you just
shit.
Completely ignored it.
Nah, completely because it doesn't. Same thing I told her when she saw the little bit at the very end, which if you just see that, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It literally is not, it, like, you don't know what the hell it is if you haven't seen the whole thing.
Right.
So she asked me, she goes, "What is it?" After the crying, after the whole thing. And I told her then,
the drama.
I told her then, I said, "For what? You don't care. It's whatever it is, you're not going to like it. You just want to see it so you could have something to say, 'Oh, he got something stupid. He got ABC or whatever the word."
Right.
You don't want to see it because you want to see it. You want to see it because you want to give a title to what's stupid.
Yeah. You want to brand it. Like,
right.
This is dumb.
He got this.
I want to find ways to make this look
stupid. So you're, it doesn't make a difference what it is.
Hmm.
Now, there's a lot of truth to that statement at that time. However, the majority of the reason I didn't want to show her is because I didn't want to get in deeper trouble. Like, that's
like, no, mom.
No, you don't really want to see it.
That's
but to her defense, she acknowledged it. She goes, and she didn't push me. She didn't keep going, no, come on, show me. She didn't say that.
Yeah.
And because what I said to her rang true. And she was like, "All right, whatever." And this time around, I was like, "I don't give a fuck, man. I'm done." So I just
finally all my tattoos, at 31.
At 31 years old, be 32 later this year. I scheduled already my appointment for my next tattoo. It's gonna be Tom and Jerry. I sent you a couple of pictures.
Oh my! Look, speaking of black popes,
black pope.
For the right, Tom and Jerry is your favorite cartoon, right?
Of all time, yes.
Of all time, and literally. There was I saw one and I was
I didn't know how many Hanna-Barbera cartoons were in my mountain. One and the Flintstones. I mean, if you think, oh, it's only, those are only two Hanna-Barbera cartoons and they had 1,000 characters.
Yeah.
But you go, well, a mountain is only 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And 2 of those 4 are Hanna-Barbera.
Yogi Bear, they got Magilla Gorilla, they got all, there's a million of them. You
yeah.
name them.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just those two would be mountain worthy.
My favorite was the wacky races with Dick Dastardly and Muttley. They would go, yeah, yeah. Dick Dastardly, and he would twirl his mustache and he would.
I never got into any like of those these. Any of those wacky races ones. I didn't.
It was
I never,
all of them together.
I never even liked them. I was just like, eh.
They had the motherfucking Snorks and Paw Bears. Remember the Paw Bears?
I remember all of them. I just not. But as a kid, I remember being a fan.
Yeah.
Of Tom and Jerry and of the Flintstones.
And the Tom and Jerry's old as shit.
Yeah, the Flintstones come on. I'm fucking what? Like, it, yeah, yeah, it's yeah. just me as a kid. Like, hey, what time are the Flintstones on? I gotta watch it. Like, yeah. This is one of those things where there was before TV, before DVR, before TiVo, and
like if you missed it, you didn't see it anymore.
Yeah, you missed it. Yeah. That's it. And I made an important that in Pink Panther. Pink Panther is the first cartoon I ever remember from the United States.
Pink Panther is great, man. I don't think it holds up.
I don't think it holds up now. Maybe I'm wrong. I haven't seen it, but fucking Fred Flintstone,
the Flintstones
and Tom and Jerry,
Gazoo, and
dude, I was watching Tom and Jerry the other day. I
know you were sending me incredibly racist pictures.
I'm watching this cartoon with my wife next to me, dying. Fucking, I'm laughing out loud. My wife is laughing, and she turns to me. She goes, "You know I'm laughing. Are you laughing, right?" Like I was that loud laughing.
Yeah, like out loud, hard laughing.
Like hard laughing, pounding the table. Like this motherfucker said, this, and then he went like this. Ah! And yeah, yeah. So yeah, my favorite cartoon. So go ahead, you were.
But so keep it okay. So to kind of soften this a little bit, they were what like in the 40s,
40s, 50s. Yeah.
Now,
the early ones were made like in 38,
yeah, 39.
Yeah. That was the first one, but those were like the weird looking ones.
They're not in color, like there's some.
No, they're in color, but they look different. They're drawn differently.
Yes, that's
it's
right.
It's like if you see The Simpsons when it first came out, yeah. Like, what the fuck? Technically, it's still The Simpsons, still, yeah. But it's not, yeah, it's like that.
It looks completely, the voices sound a little bit different,
yeah.
But so then every time. Someone would there was
a harder edge drawn with the Tom and Jerry. There were like
yeah.
more distinct lines instead of curves. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So
my brother would be proud of
me. Yeah. Anytime there was a so the lady of the house, the maid of the house
I think she was the owner. In some of the episodes, she was like, I'm gonna go out gambling. One episode distinctly remember that she was gonna go out gambling and she put on all her jewelry on.
How did she talk?
She talked very Southern.
Yeah.
And she had a very Southern accent.
What color was she?
I think she was blurple.
So she's a black lady.
She was like really, really black. Like
a stereotypical.
Like blackface black. Though.
Yeah.
Like, it was like incorrectly, politically. It was like really wrong.
Black. And they would hit a bunch of times. The worst part was that whenever there was a time when there was an explosion.
Yes.
All right. This is my favorite part. Anytime there was like an explosion in Tom or Jerry or in Tom's face or the dog. What's the dog's name?
Spike. How did you not know Spike?
I slipped my mind too. I kept thinking Duke. Which one's Duke? Is another one.
And Tyke is a little
bulldog. Yeah, puppy. Spike and Tyke. That's right. Fuck, I kind of forgot that. but then every time like an explosion would go off and they had like the soot, that black stuff hit their face. Not only would it turn their face black, but it would turn them into blackface. Like their lips would be big and red, and their face would be like black.
Here's what get me.
And then their hair would be twisted up into little braids.
Yes, yes.
What the fuck, bro?
Really racist, man.
It was like
1938. It was like 1938, 1941.
And the later ones were
1946, 1947. Those were like the later ones. So people are going to be like, I read some blogs where they were like, I'll forgive the early ones because they were like in the 30s. But once you get to the 40s and 50s, like,
no,
motherfucker, like 40s and 50s. Do you know how racist the 40s and 50s were? Like,
incredibly
you
racist.
Fuck you. Like, here's the thing, though. And this is my defense to, and I'm not even.
You're not trying to defend it.
I'm not even hiding it. I'm not even hiding the fact that it's my favorite cartoon of all time. I'm not going to play this, oh, look, I'm being impartial card. I'm not being impartial. Okay. This is the opposite of being impartial.
Right.
Here's how I defend this cartoon. Completely racist, completely wrong. It was wrong for them to have done that. Sometimes they were to even put, the explosions would even cause them to have bones.
The bone in their head, yes.
Yeah. So Here's how I defend it. People go, that's racist. That's racist. That's wrong.
It is.
I'm not debating that. Here's my defense to it. As a child growing up watching every episode every day was filled with hours upon hours of fucking Tom and Jerry. I did not grow up racist.
Right. I mean,
I never looked at these cartoons and go, that's how black people are.
Because they don't look like black.
Exactly.
That's not what black people look like.
That's my point. They made the fucking the lady of the house pretty much look like Aunt Jemima. Let's be real.
Yeah.
That's what she had a red bandana on. She had slippers and socks on.
They made her like the skin brown and then the palms like separate color. It was really fun.
Never as a child I never associated that with racism. I never associated that with black people.
And it's not just Tom and Jerry.
It's not.
Every cartoon of that era. There's a lot of the band. If you go on YouTube and you look at banned Warner Brothers, there's a few that are banned for racism. If you look at, there's one banned one that, Elmer or Porky goes to Africa. That one, bro.
I remember that one?
That is incredibly, like, they just draw them. And the thing is that was, I guess, something they used back in the day, the Sambo or some sort of, I forget what it's called, but that look, that blackface look was what they used.
Yeah, it was a blackface look with pink lips.
Yeah, big red lips.
And it was, again, completely wrong and inappropriate. And
that nobody uses anymore. Like, that's the thing, is that you wouldn't make the connection because...
But I never made that connection. Even as a child, I never made that connection. And I never... So when people go, oh, those were extremely racist. They were. But I never saw it as a kid.
Adults see it, but kids don't. Exactly. That's like why...
I bought all the Tom and Jerry cartoons on DVD. I'm like, my daughter's going to watch Tom and Jerry. Damn right. That's a fucking great cartoon. They make me laugh.
Yeah.
It's funny. And all the racism... First of all, the DVDs now don't even have the racist ones.
they cut them out.
So, but I don't know. It's...
It was just so funny because you texted me one, and I what I'm imagining happened is that you were just watching it and going, holy shit, oh my God, crap.
Well, here's what happened. I'm watching it, right? I'm literally watching it for research because I told my tattoo artist, hey, I want to get Tom and Jerry and Spike. And he goes, okay, what do you want them doing? And I go, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't know because I go, let me Google some images. And I put Tom, Jerry, and Spike. And let me Google some images, see if I could get some, you know, inspiration. Not... A direct, like, oh, this is what I want tattooed, but maybe I could get an inspiration of what I want. Then I start watching TV show. At the same time, I have, you know, two monitors.
Right.
So on one screen, I'm watching YouTube of old episodes.
Right.
And the other one, I'm looking at Google Images. And I'm trying to see if I could find some, you know, a screenshot or something. That, you know. And I see this screenshot of all three of them on the corner of a curve. And apparently some explosion had gone off and they're all in blackface.
Yeah. With the twists in the hair everything. Yeah.
So I copy that image and I text it to my tattoo artist and I go, hey, what do you think about this? Is it a little racist? And he goes, holy shit. Like my tattoo artist, if you go to his, he is like all about like, you know, horror films and like he's not PC at all. He's a tattoo artist. He's not PC at all.
He's got a lot of really good horror.
A lot of horror shit.
Like gore stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, very cool.
And his response was like, holy shit, that is so fucked up. Like he was so
like offended.
He whitened up. Like it was one of those things where ooh, excuse me. Oh my God. Pardon me.
I don't agree with what this is inappropriate. I don't. I don't believe he should be.
Hogwash. This is hogwash. This is tomfoolery.
This is whitewash. Shenanigans. Is what it is. Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery and shenanigans.
That's a word people don't use that much anymore. Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery. Like shenanigans got popular because of Super Trooper.
Yeah. Shenanigans came back.
But tomfoolery. No.
Tomfoolery. I like tomfoolery.
I love tomfoolery. Anyways. So then I found more. So then I Googled racist Tom and Jerry. And to my surprise, all the ones I sent you were the only ones left, man. That's it.
Yeah.
Everything else was like blog posts and like, racist cartoons ever.
The most racist TV.
It was the most, it made it onto the list of one of the most racist TV shows ever. It was just a blog from somebody posting whatever.
Some one guy's opinion now calling it fact.
But I don't give a shit. I agree it is racist. But then again, so is, look at fucking All in the Family.
Oh, yeah.
Out in the Family was in the 70s.
Yeah.
That was 20 years later. That was after Women's Lib. Yeah. That was, you know what I mean? You get all these shows that are classics and
but they're funny.
I love so it's like mm. I love All in the Family. I always found it weird. Al Jackson once tweeted He talked about the episode where Edith gets raped.
Oh my God! Yeah,
he's like, why? He's like, how low was that guy's self esteem that he chose Edith Bunker?
Oh shit, that's terrible! Oh man, oh that's so good. Oh,
I don't know why every, and this is so true. I don't know why sitcoms always have that like very special episode.
Yeah, there was the
bicycle episode and Different Strokes.
In Different Strokes when they get molested by the right. bicycle shop owner.
Right. Well, there's actually a few in Different Strokes.
There's yeah.
There's this guy gets
so often.
This guy gets the white kid got abducted, got kidnapped. Like that was for real. Like they kidnapped that kid for like four episodes.
Oh my God, that's right.
You remember that?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, he went into a snack shop and he goes, hey, can you help me with my puppy? Like, you think, you know, whatever, you want to go see him? And he fucking abducted the white kid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. Is the same white kid that got raped in the bicycle shop?
No, because the bicycle shop was Arnold and his white friend.
The other friend. Right.
No, it wasn't. It was the two black kids.
Was it? I can't remember. I can't remember.
I know Dudley was there.
Dudley's a white kid.
No, Dudley's a black friend. Arnold's black friend is Dudley.
Right.
Was there, and I forget who else was there. But yeah, all these like very special episodes.
Well, look, every sitcom, I think
Roseanne, Dan had a heart attack at his daughter's wedding.
Yeah, there was the Jesse Spano had problems with the diet pills,
the speed pills.
It's true. That one's a real one. And then they had. The oil spill one also, I thought count as a very special episode.
Oh, a very special episode.
Where they kill the duck.
Yeah.
And then
he starts spraying oil over everybody's suit.
And then
I'm sorry.
Makes a difference or whatever.
Makes a difference. Look at me. I'm wearing a suit, but I'm wearing sneakers.
Yeah.
I'm still a kid. even though I'm a 23-year-old actor.
There was the one where DJ Tanner gets the eating disorder, where she's not eating. She becomes anorexic. She's at the gym and then she faints. Remember?
Yes.
With Full House?
I do.
Yeah,
What was the special episode of Family Matters? I don't remember one.
There was the one where...
Stefan comes on. That's already not a special episode.
I always loved how Waldo Geraldo Faldo goes to culinary school. Like, he's an idiot, but then he's like a master chef.
Yeah.
I love that idiot, episode.
He's an idiot savant. Like,
Yeah.
I love the fact that Growing Pains had a character named Boner.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the fact that there's a character named Boner, a real character named Boner. That's his fucking name is Boner.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
His name was...
You know that guy killed himself?
Yeah, he did.
He hung himself.
That was crazy.
Oof.
You know what? You want to know one of the funniest things?
Wait. Let's give the people enough time to Google.
Google, yeah.
Boner.
Suicide.
Hung.
Yeah.
Boner hung.
Hung Boner. boy. Do not Google image search that. Well, unless you're into big dicks, then maybe. But I had my favorite.
What if you Google search hung boner and a fucking small dick comes out? You go, ah, come on,
this is
so fucked up.
Who this is inappropriately tagged? This.
And then you click on the website that it's on, and it's a bunch of midgets. Like, hey, look at me.
Look how huge I am.
Yeah. That's just average for everybody.
Midget
else.
Joke number two for the day for you. You knock it out. Check that right off your list of shit to do.
Yes, sir.
But I remember that his real name. Did you know his real name in Growing Pains?
Mm-hmm.
I've never forgotten this. That he's like, what's your last name? He's like, well, it's Stabone. It's like, what's your first name? Sylvester? It's like, your name is Sylvester Stabone?
That was his real name?
That's his real name in the show. That's why they called him Boner, because his last name was Stabone. And his name was Sylvester Stabone.
I remember the Sylvester part.
I
remember the Sylvester part. Now that you say it, I go, I do remember Sylvester. Because I remember thinking of Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester
like,
Stabone.
Like, somebody tweeted this recently, maybe a month ago, and said, I just want to point out that, FYI, Sylvester Stallone's name is Sylvester.
Yeah.
Nobody ever talks about that. You know he hates that name?
Sylvester.
He hates Sylvester.
He goes by Sly.
That's why he goes by Sly.
Yeah.
Because he hates Sylvester, but deal with it, Sly. Rich.
Deal with it.
Go ahead. Continue.
Oh, are we going on to the old school? I was done.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, the very special episode.
You want more special episodes? I'm trying to think of the one for Family Guy. I can't remember.
Family Guy.
I mean, not Family Guy. Family Matters.
Family Guy. You got the wrong show, buddy.
Yeah. Every episode is a special episode of Family Guy. No, I can't remember the Family Matters one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all had... If you go... few go watching them. They all had it.
All right.
So my old school pick for this week. Last week was Harry. Was Bigfoot took my pick with Harry and the Hendersons, which was a comedy. You know what? I'm going to go with another one that.
Did you watch Mannequin on the Move?
I tell you, I was doing stuff all weekend. I got to sit down and watch, catch up on my movies. You know what? I'm going to go. Actually, I like this movie, and I don't care. Like, this is a good movie.
It's already going to be a good one when you go, I don't care what anybody thinks.
I don't care what anybody thinks. I like this movie. I'm going to go with Richie Rich. Macaulay Culkin movie.
That's right. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm glad you don't care what anybody else thinks.
I don't. I mean, it's like I haven't watched it recently, but I remember watching it like a couple times. Where I'm like, it's on. It's entertaining. It's like one of those not wasted time movies. It's not great, but it's fun.
It's very much Mannequin on the Move.
It's very Mannequin on the Move.
No, I'm telling you, like, I was very entertained. It wasn't a waste of time. Yeah. I was fine with it. I didn't pay. It wasn't like I made it an evening.
Yeah.
And I was entertained.
You didn't buy it on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did, but that's besides the point. If they had that movie, I don't know if they have it. I'm not going to check it now.
Mannequin on the Move.
On the Move. Like, why wouldn't you buy the original? Like, no.
No, I want part two.
I want part two.
I'm like, a big fan of Christy Swanson.
Like, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
No idea. All right. So,
because I can't get the dimension. I'm trying to accurately build my own mannequin at home based on Christy Swanson's measurements.
I'm trying to get the necklace correct. So I need that in high def.
Yeah, I need specifics. I need to freeze frame my 92-inch television.
So, what are you going with? Richie Rich? What is that, a comedy, family movie?
Richie Rich is a family comedy action thing. Like, he pays all those kids to hang out with him at the beginning. Okay. He has a McDonald's in his house. Like, there was a lot of, like, kid
corporate
fantasy.
Sponsorship.
Yeah. There was a lot of product placement in that movie. But, you know.
The first time I clearly remember product placement in the movie, like, for the sake of product placement.
Right.
Was Adam Sandler doing it. I remember him doing it in Little Nicky. Like, he's holding the Kmart bag. He's holding the Kmart bag, like logo side. Like, they're filming them. The shot, for the listeners, the shot is of him and the dog walking towards the camera.
Right.
And he's holding the bag. Like, when you're holding the bag to your side.
Yeah, you're not. He's holding it the wrong way.
He's so holding it so that the logo is facing the camera.
Right.
As they're walking towards the camera, that you never hold a bag like that.
Right.
Then they did Popeye's Chicken in the same movie. Yeah.
Popeye's Chicken is fucking delicious.
It's fucking delicious. And they keep talking about Popeye's Chicken. And Popeye's Chicken is like, all right.
Yeah.
We get it. It's a fucking product placement.
That's how he gets his movies made. Look at Subway.
Yeah. Subway, Happy Gilmore. That one was okay because it was about sports.
He was doing a commercial for it.
Right. And he was doing a commercial and it was sports.
Right.
But even before the commercial, in the beginning of the movie, he was like, hey, I got some Subway. You want to
exactly. Like, yeah.
Brilliant on his part.
Yeah, that's how he makes it. There's a documentary called The Greatest Movie Ever Sold that I heard about that I'm going to watch. I got to put that on my list of things to watch.
There was a movie that I saw with William H. Macy in it where they're movie producers and the producers get in some kind of hijinks about that they owe somebody money and they owe a group of people money, whatever, some absurd amount of money. And in order for the movie to get financed, they could take sponsors. But the one sponsor they won't take is written out on the sheet of paper. They're like, oh, what sponsor is it? And every character shows the character, you know, the next character. No, we can't do this. Like, bro, just fucking do it. It's $20 million or whatever.
Yeah. It's like a huge sponsor.
We can't do it. It's, you know, whatever. And they're filming a Western, right? Like one of those like Unforgiven type movies.
Right.
And at the end of the movie, you see them. They actually ended up doing it. And on the fucking wagon, on a covered wagon, it had a website. And that was the whole fucking thing is why they couldn't do it.
Because it wasn't accurate.
Yeah, because it wasn't time accurate.
What was that movie called? State and Maine?
Oh, man. I don't know. I was watching a movie not knowing what the hell. I was literally just flipping through channels and I go, I don't know what this movie's about, but it has William H. Macy and I'm going to watch
it. Might as well give it a shot. Yeah.
That's what you do. I didn't even watch the whole thing, so.
Yeah.
Because I caught it in between. All right.
So what's
family comedy. I'm gonna go with another comedy because I have a couple of most of them now are just comedies. I see you have a couple. All right. I'll go with License to Drive.
Oh,
the Coreys.
That was
Corey Haim and
oh man, it reminds me. Oh man. Oh, okay, I was confusing it with another one.
Don't say it.
Oh, man.
Don't say it because you're going to.
Oh, but I want to use it.
It was from the. It was.
I can't remember the name of it. But the court, yeah, that license to drive where they.
Where he gets his license but doesn't get his license. Uncle Phil was in that from.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's a great movie. It was a fun. Another fun movie that's just not always.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, yeah. That's there was like that's the thing now is that not every movie has to be fucking epic. Like,
well, that's here how comes, I feel about music. You guys get very like. You know?
No, look, that's the thing is that about music, there's always a need for pop. I fucking love that Carly Rae Jepsen song, Deep Front. I love that song.
How could you not?
It's so catchy. And, like, I love, like... Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. Here's my number. So call me, maybe. I came on stage to that song one time.
Yeah, I've come on stage to... Cherry Pie came out.
Yeah.
I've come on stage with a lot of shit.
But that Call Me Maybe song, it's super catchy. I totally dig it. And then even other ones like the Somebody That I Used to Know, all those like radio hits, I'm like, I never hear them. That's the thing is that I'm usually listening to my own music, so I never stumble across them because they're usually like padded with a lot of garbage, you know?
Right.
But.
All right, so.
So License to Drive.
License to Drive.
I got that confused with. Man, God, I can't remember the name. Forget it. I'm going to have to use it. Honorable mention or something. What's the Richard Grieco one where they confuse him for a spy?
Fuck are you, asshole. I had that on my list.
What is it?
That's License to Kill.
No, License to Kill is...
No, that's Richard Grieco. I'll look it up now. I have it on my list. I even put Richard Grieco License.
Yes. And, I can't remember the fucking name of the movie. But the second you said License to something... God, Chris Kringle.
If Looks Could Kill.
If Looks Could Kill, yes. That one.
Son of a bitch.
With the combat condoms.
I had that on my list.
And yes, and he's got all the super spy gear.
Stole
and
my
the,
fucking...
I love that. The shoes that stick.
Yeah.
And the car. Oh, man.
How gay is this? I was like, I don't know. That came out in 91. So I was 10 years old when that movie came out. And I remember watching that movie going, man, that guy's a really good-looking guy. Like, I remember as a 10-year-old.
This guy's pretty, right?
I'm like, we're all aware of how beautiful this guy is, right? This is a beautiful man, right?
He's a beautiful man right here.
I'm not saying.
Not for me. I'm talking about for the world.
I was like, hey, this is a good-looking. Like, I remember at 10 years old going, this is a good-looking fucking dude.
That's like how you
really
justify
it. Good-looking dude. Like, this is not even. It wasn't even a sexual, like. Again, we talked about this year, you know, weeks, you know, months ago. We talked about this on the podcast when I first saw Armageddon and I first saw
Michael Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan with that big ass wrench. I go, ah, damn, that's a massive man.
That's a large man.
Oh my,
the vapors.
Like I was literally clutching pearls. Like I was
damn,
like, damn, this is a large.
I don't care. Like if you see a hot girl, you're like, damn, that's a totally. But you see like
oh my. Yeah, it was like that, and that's how I felt. I didn't like. If it was weirder with Michael Clark Duncan because I was older.
Yeah.
So it was like.
But it's more just like impressed.
Yeah.
It's like, I am impressed by
Jesus,
that man.
This is a huge man.
That's a large man.
And that's how I felt about Richard Grieco when I was 10 years old. And I guess, you know, it's like that scenario where you want to be him as a kid. You're like, oh, like you want to be Zach Morris.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was that same. I'm like, this is a good looking dude, right?
Richard Grieco?
Everybody's aware. There's a beautiful man right there, right? We're all aware of this shit.
Yeah. We all get it, right?
Yeah.
All right, we all get it.
All right.
He's beautiful. Don't fucking look at me like that. Don't argue me. Don't dispute me.
I'm gay because I think look at him. You're gonna tell me he's not? You're gonna dispute that.
Yeah.
It's undisputable.
Bring a random straight man in here. Is this a beautiful man?
Yes.
All right, Mike.
Thank you.
My case is closed. The defense rests.
Anyways.
But yeah, if looks could kill.
God damn you.
I know. I had to bring it up.
That's the first movie you stole from me.
I had to bring it up
because... I think maybe you stole another one before, but that's...
And ironic... And look, bringing the two together, Michael Clark Duncan and Richard Grieco, both of them together in Night at the Roxbury, same movie. They were together. They weren't together in it, but they both appeared.
Now you're adding a fourth movie to the list.
No, I've picked Night at the Roxbury before.
Did you?
That was a Sunshine pick, I think.
Maybe.
But yeah.
Speaking of Sunshine Pigs.
Oh, we're going to... Okay.
It was a Sunshine Pig.
It was.
Looking at her list now, holy shit, that was a Sunshine Pig.
Yeah. And they are both in... Richard Grieco.
He really didn't age well.
Well, I mean, it would be better if you just get old. Just fucking age. Don't plastic surgery on a man looks ridiculous.
Look at his counterpart in 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Fucking Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp
is like 45 years old.
He's almost 50,
I think he's fit. Beautiful man.
He's a good looking dude.
We're gonna be real. Like, let's be real. Yeah. Like, there's nothing gay about this. We're all aware that he's a beautiful man, right? For the world to see, he's a fucking beautiful man. Like, how the fuck are you that old and you look that good looking?
That guy's that good looking?
Fuck you.
He's got like...
That good looking.
He's got like
18. You could pass for 30. That good looking.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
He's a good... And the thing is that...
You told me you're 27, I'd buy it.
And if he's
beautiful... I'm just trying to cut you off now.
Every time. Everything you say is counteracted by the fact of how beautiful this man is. That's how beautiful this man is. You can say something intelligent. No, this man is too beautiful.
Beautiful. Lovely.
Lovely. He's
stunning.
I'm not even waiting for me to say shit. You're just like, 3, 2, 1, stunning. 3, 2, 1, gorgeous. 3, 2, 1.
All right. She has, let me see here.
Can we do this already?
She has Joe versus the Volcano.
I'll take it.
Check the list. Did we do that?
No, it's not on that list, but it may have been before. I think I picked it when we did our Meg Ryan things. But yeah, that movie's awesome.
All right, we did it when we talked about Tom Hanks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We talked about all his movies, that he knew all his movies, like the first 12 movies he knew by memory.
Right.
We did talk about that, but we're still taking it on the list.
Joe versus Volcano. I love
Joe versus
too.
Volcano. Yeah, it's a good one too. See, but if you like Joe versus the Volcano, no reason you should not like Mannequin on the Move. There's like clearly, no reason. Like, you believe in a magical volcano and a fucking magical luggage case that say, like, this is bullshit.
Yeah,
like, it's clearly the suspension of disbelief is like great.
So
if you have if you don't have a problem with that,
how much better is Mannequin 2 than 1?
I haven't seen part 1 in a long time, bro. And you mind fucked me out of that movie now, because I'm like, now it's creepy. Now I watch it. Now I don't want. I haven't seen it in a year. I haven't seen it in bro over a decade.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
And it's, so for me to watch it now after the conversation that you and I have had.
Yeah, it's gonna fuck with your brain.
Yeah, it's gonna fuck with my brain. But so I watched part 2. I watched part 2 to make fun of it. I'm like, I'm gonna watch part 2 to make
and
fun of it.
And the whole time you're like, this movie and I'm is
like, no, like,
yeah, pretty
it took,
good,
it me,
actually.
It took me, I was within 10 minutes, and I go, no, I'm good. This is a good movie.
Wow.
This is fun.
I gotta find it.
All right. So that's
probably gonna be the only untorrentable movie I've ever
you YouTube it.
Oh, really?
It's on YouTube. And it's in 10 pieces, and you just watch 10 minutes at a time. You watch 12 minutes at a time.
So that one,
like,
I leave here.
Yeah, that's how I watched it. I literally watched it on YouTube. I'm like,
awesome.
Click, but you can't find part 1. Go figure. Part 1's not on YouTube, but part 2 is.
Jeez.
Go figure. All right, anyways, we're running a little long, but we had a guest, so what do you expect? Thank you guys for checking us out. Subscribe, retweet. Check out Mike Mercadal at Mike Mercadal. Check out Forrest Shaw at Forrest with 2 R's. Forrest
_
SHAW and at Nary Signs, and check out the website. Check out the Facebook, man.
Yeah,
the Facebook page. Check that out.
That's become like a nexus of our fun shit that we like.
Yes,
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I love doing the Facebook. I really do.
Yeah,
I don't want to say kind of. I've completely given up on the Tumblr.
Yeah,
because now Facebook has taken over the Tumblr. I mean, there's no reason to do both. It's really ridiculous.
There's more people on our Facebook than on our Tumblr. So
There's nobody in our Tumblr, so yes, you're right. So make sure you check out the facebook.com/WooBroPod, WUBROPOD. Same thing goes for the Twitter, at WooBroPod on Twitter. So check that out. And hit us up. Send us your old school pics. Let us know, because that's how winning is done.
This is done, man.
Makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Said you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. I've been there, done it, on the ground.
After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you're touched by the words in this song, then maybe
you got it bad. When you're on the phone, hang up and you call right back.
Oh,
you got it bad. If you miss a thing without your friend, your whole life's off track. No, you got it bad when you're stuck in the house, you don't wanna have fun. All you think about, you got it bad when you're out with someone, but you keep on thinking about somebody else.
When you say that you love them, and you really know everything that used to matter, don't matter no more. Like my money or my cars,
you can have it all. And
flowers, cards, and candy,
you were just cause
said I'm fortunate to have you, girl. I want you to know I really adore you. All my people know what's going on. Look at you, mate. Help me sing my song. Tell her I'm your man. You're my girl. I'm gonna tell it to the whole wide world. Lady, say I'm your girl. You're my man. Promise to love you the best I can. See, I've been there, done it, bumped around. After all that, this is what I found. Every one of y'all are just like me. It's too bad that you can't see that you got it bad.
You got it bad.
Hey, hey, no, no,
hey, no, no.
And you call right back.
Hey. You got it bad. When you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's off track. Have fun. That's all you think about.
Look at yourself.
You got it bad when you're out with someone.